this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The federal crackdown on crime in Washington, D.C. is bearing fruit. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says there were dozens of arrests on day one.
These arrests consisted of homicide, firearms offenses, possession with intent to distribute narcotics, fare evasion, lewd acts, stalking, possession of a high-capacity magazine, fleeing to elude in a vehicle, no permits, driving under the influence, reckless driving, and a bench warrant.
European leaders holding a series of virtual meetings today, including one with President Trump, ahead of Mr. Trump's Friday in-person meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin. The BBC's James Waterhouse is in Berlin.
Europe isn't exactly quite on the same hymn sheet. The NATO chief, Mark Rutte, for example, previously suggested that Ukraine has to recognize Russia's control over the Ukrainian territory it holds. He's taken a more optimistic tone over Friday's face-to-face meetings, describing it as an opportunity to see how serious Russia is about peace. But the rest of Europe, they're not using those kind of words. They are saying, look, you can't have discussions about the future of a country without that country being represented in any way.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is in Berlin to take part in the virtual talks with Mr. Trump and the Europeans. Texas Democrat lawmakers, they fled the state in protest of a Republican congressional redistricting plan reportedly set to return home. Their absence denied the Texas House a quorum, halting legislative business. The fugitive lawmakers have since been subject to arrest warrants and expulsion threats. New Gallup poll spells trouble for the Democrats. Just 34% of Americans view the party in a favorable light. That's a record low. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 106 points, NASDAQ futures 55 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. I looked at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3 week quick start today. Only $19.95.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it. Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you. But you decide if you pay it in full. But you definitely should, because again, interest charges. With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good Wednesday morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680. WCBM traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
Already some problems this morning towards the Capitol Beltway. The wreck is 95 southbound at Powder Mill Road as you're going into Prince George's County. Most of the lanes are open, but they're looking at it. So if you're traveling south of Route 32, you're going down to 216. Eventually through Powder Mill Road, the speeds are about 15, maybe 20 miles per hour going by that scene. Howard County has a wreck with lane blockage, Route 1 at Route 32. And about 15 minutes ago, City Fire was out with an accident that had a fuel spill on the east side of the city at Madison Street, very close to the intersection at Edison Highway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild and muggy for your Wednesday morning. Temperatures this afternoon back into the upper 80s and lower 90s. Watch for some showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon into the evening time. A few more storms possible Thursday with temps staying in the 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville, 73 degrees already this morning. Downtown Baltimore, even warmer. It's 77. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott on this hump day, Wednesday. And once again, here's the news. Mayor Brandon Scott defending Baltimore's record low crime numbers after President Trump called the city so far gone on crime. Scott says homicides are down 28% this year, marking a 50-year low, and credits his crime intervention strategies. Critics, including former Deputy Police Commissioner Jason Johnson, argue the drop began under State's Attorney Ivan Bates, whose tougher prosecution policies replaced former prosecutor Marilyn Mosby's approach in 2023. Political analysts say it's common for leaders to claim credit when crime numbers improve, regardless of who's actually responsible. A Frederick man has been sentenced to 12 years in prison for assaulting his partner during a violent domestic incident last August. Prosecutors say 41-year-old Logan Hakeem Young punched and strangled the 32-year-old woman multiple times and threatened her with a weapon. The victim was treated in a hospital after officers observed clear signs of abuse. A legal fight over donations raised after Rachel Warren's 2023 murder is ongoing between her children and family members just a day after her killer was receiving consecutive life sentences. Warren's five children filed a lawsuit in May against her mother and sister, alleging they had not received funds for more than $54,000 collected through a GoFundMe and other community drives. The defendants say all money is secured in a trust for the children and have asked a judge to dismiss the case, calling the claims meritless. A hearing on the motion is set for September 18th in Harford County. Pick 3 lottery number 722, pick 4, 4134, and at 6:06, up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Vinny, you've been talking with us over the last couple of months about the shifting market, so now more than ever, who you choose to sell your home matters. That's why I always recommend you choose Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, who's joining me today.
Yeah, Sean, thank you. For the last 8 years, we've been telling listeners how they can sell with certainty with my upfront written guarantees, ready buyers, and proven track record in any real estate market.
And your stats speak for themselves. With over 12,000 buyers in waiting, you sell homes 2.8 times faster and for 3.1% more money than the average agent. That's impressive.
Yeah, Sean, on a $400,000 home, that's an extra $12,400 right in your pocket.
So how can you help sellers right now?
Simple. I'll provide sellers with an upfront written guarantee to sell their home for at least 100% of market value, or I'll pay them the difference. So even if the market shifts, they're protected.
Doesn't get any better than that. Take it from me, Sean Casey. If you have a home to sell, call or text Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. The Birds' bats were silenced by Seattle.
Here comes the pitch. Swung on, slow roller to short. JP has it, sets his feet, fires to first, in time. That's the ball game. The Mariners have won 8 games in a row.
And the Birds have dropped 3 in a row. Aaron Goldsmith with the call on Root Sports. Andres Munoz closes out Baltimore despite a 2-on, 2-out threat in the bottom of the 9th. 1-0 the final, wasting an 8-inning gem from Dean Kramer. After the game, manager Mancelino on his starter.
Yeah, he's been awesome. We talked about like the new school and the old school. That's definitely the old school part of him. You know, go out there and throw 8 strong innings right there and, you know.
Off the field, from bad to worse in terms of news on the Orioles pitching staff. Both starters Zach Eflin and closer Felix Bautista now done for the year. We'll hear from manager Mancelino on that at 6:35. It was coordinator day at Ravens camp yesterday, meaning the OC, DC, and special teams coaches took the mic. OC Todd Monken defending right guard Daniel Falele as the internet was all ablaze with the bull rush sack he gave up against the Colts.
In today's day and age, shock value, you know, whatever seen for one shot on the internet doesn't make a man. Or a great play doesn't make a man.
Coming up in 30 minutes, greatness did show up yesterday in Owings Mills. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for 5 generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice For Maryland's Wednesday, August 13, 2025, I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up this hour, Confederate statues on the move from Baltimore. We'll tell you where they end up. The left is in denial about crime in D.C. as more and more people are being accosted on a daily basis. But our top story today, Governor Moore, Mayor Scott firing back at President Trump over the federal takeover of D.C. and the deploying of the 850 National Guardsmen to our nation's capital to clean it up. We have more numbers for you coming up a little bit later on this morning. Here's what Governor Moore said yesterday about he won't be deploying the Maryland National Guard to D.C.
I am very clear that I will work with anyone, but I will bow down to no one. And I understand where my constitutional authority begins, and I understand where my constitutional authority allows me to do. And as the commander-in-chief of the Maryland National Guard, I have the sole responsibility and the sole honor of being able to determine how, when, and why the Maryland National Guard is utilized. And it's something that I've done.
Well, that's not exactly accurate there, Gov.
Yeah.
You don't have the sole responsibility. You're the commander-in-chief of the Maryland National Guard. That is true. You can deploy when you decide it is needed. But the President of the United States, under Title 10, Section 12406, is the commander-in-chief of all the National Guard in the country. That means every state's guardsman is commanded by the President of the United States. And here are the three conditions when the President can deploy the Guard. One is if a U.S. is invaded or in danger of invasion by a foreign nation. Two, if there's a rebellion or danger of a rebellion against the authority of the federal government. Or three, when the President is unable with regular armed forces to execute the laws of the United States. And that is the number that President Trump is invoking, is that crime is running rampant in D.C. and elsewhere. Therefore, I don't know if he was checked. I know he got a little bit of an ego there, but the President's a little bit above the Maryland governor. Just, you know, a tiny bit. Mayor Scott, he wasn't happy either.
What he's doing is dog whistling through these right-wing propaganda and, quite frankly, racist viewpoints.
Oh, Lord. Good Lord, well, really?
He's not done yet with the race card.
I think it's very notable that each and every one of the cities called out by the president has a black mayor. And most of those cities are seeing historic lows in violent crime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as you got done redefining violent and crime.
Right. <It's> Pamela B. had a great piece on that. And Mayor Scott still taking credit for what he says are record lows in homicides and non-fatal shootings.
That's 50 years, a 50-year low. The president could learn a lot from us instead of throwing things at us.
Yeah, that's right.
But I would say we have a 50-year high in the explosion of juvenile crime in Baltimore City. So, you know, you're just trading off, you know, bad things here at this point. But Governor Moore, you ought to go back to your constitutional studies, everybody.
613 right now. He had some. 613 right now. Traffic on the threes. Good morning, Chuck Whitaker.
And good morning. Just thought to make a quick check over on the Eastern Shore. We had heavy fog yesterday, and I'm looking at the camera. Can't see anything at 50 and 404. The camera's up pretty high. Can't see anything. So I went back over to the area, Route 50 and 213. Really heavy fog there, continuing on 404 and even down towards Easton, but then over around Kent Narrows and at the Bay Bridge, the fog is not a problem. So heads up in those areas, 50, 404, 213, and down into the Easton area. So that's just a heads up for that. 95 South, they're looking at a wreck that involved the tractor trailer that was on its side in Prince George's County at Powder Mill Road. So that's still slow at the scene, even though most of the lanes are open. It was a pretty bad wreck about a half an hour ago, Route 1 at Route 32 in Howard County. And you might still have the city fire out there. An accident had a fuel spill at Edison Highway at Madison Street over on the east side. The old Harbor Tunnel already with a brief delay forming up now southbound near the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your hump day, warm and muggy today. Tomorrow as well, we'll be in the upper 80s to low 90s both days with a chance of a pop-up storm each day. So right now we're at mostly cloudy, 72 in Columbia, 75 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. A man in Maryland won two lottery jackpots worth $50,000 and $10,000.
Wow.
From two tickets he bought from the same vending machine. What's better, it was a soda vending machine. That's like Chuck. He hit the jackpot when he landed here on the morning
That's
drive.
Right. That's right.
With Casey and Elliot.
I had a scratch off. This is a new lottery store. Scratch off, which I thought I had won $500.
Yeah.
And I thought, pretty good. So I take it into the guy where I always go. He said, I can't cash this. I said, what? You don't have enough cash? He said, no, it's $1,000.
Oh, wow.
Oh, fair enough.
How did you get confused between 500 and 1,000?
Well, because the never blocks, deals in, I didn't see the second block that had 500 cash. On it. So I had to go to Tampa to cash in.
He doesn't know the concept cash.
Right.
Or is it barter chips? I get that
one. If it was Monopoly money, he would be cleaning right up.
Just trying to tell a story this morning.
Oh, sorry.
It was a good story. Taylor Swift announced the upcoming release of her 12th studio album called The Life of a Showgirl. It's going to suck because there's no breakup songs on it.
No, really?
Well, new trend out which parents feed their babies a diet of meat as soon as they're able to eat solid food. They're called carnivore babies. I can fondly remember Chuck's first bone-in ribeye. It was about 6 months in Irvington.
Yeah, I had to fight the dog for it at the end.
I think the dog won that one, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah.
He was bigger than me.
White House operative Laura Loomer is going hard after Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene calling the lawmaker, quote, a lying, fake Christian whore, end of quote.
Oh, my.
Greene responded by saying, that's a lie. I'm not fake. I don't know if you're going on X. The two of them are going at it. I mean, it is a cage match. In fact, there's supposed to be a cage match at the White House. Did you see this?
No.
Yes,
no.
Saw that.
Yeah, the Dana White has announced there's going to be a cage match at the White House, and Ivanka Trump is going to be organizing it.
I thought she was going to be in it.
No, she's so Ivanka, please, Laura Loomer, Marjorie Taylor Greene, please.
Let that be the opening act.
That would be great. Eastman Kodak, the once mighty photography company, has informed investors it may have to shut down after 133 years in the business.
Man.
And the problem is, you know, Generation Z, and they were asked, what's film? What's a Polaroid? They said, well, isn't that opposite of a hemorrhoid?
Yes.
Kind of, sort of.
My dad was an investment guy, and he came home from work one day and said, if the guy that he was counseling did what he recommended, he just made his year's salary. And I said, what did you recommend? He said, to buy Eastman Kodak, because they had this new thing called Polaroids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And apparently he made his year's salary, because the guy bought it in large quantities.
Wow.
That's when he sold it. I guess he took a bath, but hey, that wasn't my pop problem.
Exactly.
They were very popular, by the way, at Brown's Motel every weekend.
Were they really?
Yes. I saw several of your pictures pinned up there. New math model being applied to baseball statistics has resulted in Barry Bonds moving past Babe Ruth as the greatest baseball player in history.
No, really?
Remember Barry Bonds set all his records using PEDs, performance-enhancing drugs?
Yes.
While Babe did his with BHDs, beer and hot dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? So, but I don't know what the actual model was, but nobody's going to buy that. Today is International Left-Handers Day. Let's see if you can identify the following left-handed guitarists.
Okay. I think Scarlett Johansson is one of them.
No.
No?
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney was first, right? Mm-hmm.
Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix was last.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The two in the middle. I'll give you a hint. The second one was Black Sabbath. That would be Tony Iommi. And Kurt Cobain of Nirvana was there. Okay. Most lefty presidents? Any idea?
Bill Clinton.
Oh, I mean lefty, not left-handed. No. It'd be Jimmy Carter, Woodrow Wilson, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and FDR. So, and not necessarily that
Clinton
order.
Clinton was actually two-fisted, but that's another story.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Clinton was left-handed, so was Obama.
Yeah. Yeah, probably still is.
Yes.
Come to think of it.
See, he probably still is, no doubt. Hey, the Maryland State Fair is coming, and that'll be, again, 3 weekends in August and September. Now they split it up over the weekends and no more longer the 10 best days of summer. And there's going to be stuff like the Highland Cattle Show and goat yoga.
Really?
Yes. I don't know what that is, whether you watch goats do yoga or whether you do yoga with goats.
I think you do.
Do they have them stand on your back?
You do yoga with goats?
I would say.
Do you
tiny
position
baby,
them?
The miniature
probably,
goats.
Probably, yeah.
They climb on you, apparently. Right?
Yeah, they climb on you.
Chuck, have you ever seen a goat in spandex?
Careful. I didn't realize she was 66 years old at the time.
Knew I set him up for that one, folks.
The problem Sorry, was she broke wind one time. It looked like two mice ran down her leg. Because there's no place for it to go.
That's
here.
Right.
Just trapped.
We also have the Pickle Shot Saloon at the Maryland State Fair and a catfish eating contest.
Oh, my God.
I love farm-raised catfish.
What does it come to?
You love farm? What's the difference between the farm-raised and... Wild-caught is much better for you.
Wild-caught catfish, they're bottom feeders. If it's a muddy bottom lake you get out of, they taste like mud.
Right.
So I'd rather not have one of those. I grew up in a lake.
Well, crabs are bottom feeders. Do you eat crabs?
Yes, but they don't taste like... I mean, something where fish metabolize the food. There's something in the way fish metabolize food. Yeah. People who've actually had this will understand. And we had catfish a yard long off our pier in the lake that I grew up. It was a mud bottom lake. You wouldn't eat them because they tasted horrible. They tasted like the mud.
Yeah, okay. You know?
I just keep thinking about the bones that could get stuck in your throat from eating that fast. It's that catfish eating contest.
Yeah. Well, I guess I don't know whether it's a whole fish or they fillet them up first.
Yeah. So that's how I watch for the bones.
You start with that. Yeah, look, you start with the heads.
That's right. That's
a good place. And then once they're dead, then you go ahead and have the rest.
Speaking of the dead, the Grateful Dead is going to be a musical act, a tribute concert, rather.
No kidding.
Not the actual Grateful Dead, but a tribute concert. And fish, for some strange reason. Both, they draw big crowds. So maybe that's why they're doing it.
Give me that again. I want to write this down. Start with the heads and do what?
Once they're dead, then you go ahead and eat the rest of
Put on your spandex.
Oh, okay.
All right, got to run. 6:22, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHRC number 1566.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance, right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, Jet Air, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, well, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me. You need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
Good morning, 6:23, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
And a report there might be an accident in the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The initial report said right lane of the right tube. I don't see anything there. The left tunnel has been a little bit slow, but everybody is coming out of the tunnels southbound with all four lanes open. There's not that much of an impact. A little busy coming down the hill from Keith Avenue, so maybe was something there, but it looks like now we're getting four green arrows southbound, so I think we're doing fine through there. Most of the lanes back open now from the wreck at Route 1 at Route 32 in Howard County. They're still looking at an accident involved a tractor trailer in Prince George's County, and we're slow I-95 southbound approaching the ramps at Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for today and tomorrow. It is going to be very hot and humid next couple of days with a chance of a storm both days. Right now, 73 and cloudy in Ellicott City, 72 in Reisterstown. Governor Moore and Mayor Scott pushing back when President Trump the other day, when he was talking about cracking down on crime in D.C., federal takeover, said Baltimore is so far gone, along with Oakland and other major cities. Of course, yeah, they're playing the race card. Look, it's not because they're run by black mayors. It's because they're run by progressive Marxists. That's the problem. They're so far into the forest they can't see the trees. But in this particular case, Governor went a rant on CNN with Anderson Cooper about the National Guard going after Trump just yesterday.
Well, I'm embarrassed. I'm angered. And frankly, I'm heartbroken for the members of the National Guard who are asked to take on this mission. As someone who has served this country overseas and who has led soldiers in combat, and as someone who is not just the 63rd governor of Maryland, but also the commander-in-chief of the Maryland National Guard, I take very seriously about how, when, and why I deploy members of our National Guard in cases of emergency and in true crises. And I will not authorize the usage of Maryland National Guard forces for missions that I do not deem to be either mission-critical or mission-aligned. And what we are seeing right now, this distraction, distracting away from the fact that that Donald Trump's policies have caused unemployment to go up, have caused people to lose their health care, has caused children to be able to lose their food benefits, and he's now using this as a tool. He's using military personnel, these citizen soldiers, as a cudgel and as a tool to be able to advance his political purposes, because if he really wants to address the issue of violent crime, he just needs to look at what we've done in the state of Maryland over the past 2.5 years, where when I first became the governor in 2022, Baltimore was averaging almost a murder a day. Now, the homicide rate in Baltimore is nearly a 50-year low, and we have watched how the state of Maryland has essentially helped to lead the country in drops in violent crime, in drops in non-fatal shootings, in drops in carjackings. So if he truly wants to understand how to lower crime, he should pay attention to what we're doing in the state of Maryland. And I did it without ever having to once operationalize our National Guard to do municipal policing.
Well, very nice for you, sir, but you're not the only guy who can actually tell the National Guard it's time to get up and do something. There's that other guy who also has the ability to do so, or a woman, depending, and that would be the President of the United States.
Look, the drop in homicides and non-fatal shootings have nothing to do with the governor or the mayor. It's more with Ivan Bates and the partnership with the U.S. Attorney Eric Barron and federal partners. That's what has to do with it. His crime policy and what's his name? Scott's are horrible. So the D.C. police chief, I don't know what it is about these DEI police chiefs. She had a meeting at the White House the other day with all the people in charge now of the takeover, A.G. Bondi and so on and so forth, Terry Cole, head of the DEA. Here's a reporter's question to the police chief of Washington, D.C.
What the chain of command is now?
What does that mean?
Well, is it Pam Bondi speaking to the mayor? How does this work?
So the executive order is clear. The president has requested MPD services, and our home rule charter outlines the process. The president designated Attorney General Bondi as his proxy to request services through me.
Yeah. DEI, I think I've had enough of these female police chiefs.
Second voice there, by the way, was Muriel Bowser.
Muriel Bowser.
Yeah.
Right.
So the police chief obviously had no clue.
Clueless.
Clueless, folks. Yeah. This is why we have a crime problem in D.C.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And Tim Kyle Electric, they've been my electrician since the day we moved into this house. They're now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. And for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. Now they take care of all my HVAC stuff, too. They're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes. They're looking for HVAC services. Now, with our hot summer weather, we're going to have another one today, folks. It's in full swing. It's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and for your family. Now's the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting service. Service all generators and sell them. And for your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Company.
It is 6:30, time for your latest news headlines. Once again, Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Legal fight over donations raised after Rachel Morin's 2023 murder is ongoing between her children and other family members. Just a day after her killer received consecutive life sentences, Morin's five children filed a lawsuit in May against Morin's mother and sister, alleging that they have not received funds for more than $54,000 collected through a GoFundMe and other community drives. The defendants say all that money is secured in a trust for the children and have asked a judge to dismiss the case, calling the claims meritless. A hearing on the motion set for September 18th in Harford County. Community groups gathered at the Uptown Market to share recovery stories and teach CPR and Narcan use. Speakers included Michael Perry, 7 months sober, and Nicole Bryant, who founded We Responders after losing family members to overdoses. Organizers say their goal is to give residents the tools to save lives in a city still deeply impacted by addiction. Taxpayer-funded nonprofit created to support youth programs facing scrutiny after records show it spent around $10 million on consulting since 2020. Baltimore Children and Youth Fund paid roughly $200,000 to a firm run by a close friend of its president, as well as hundreds of thousands to another company led by a former BCYF official. Tax filings show just 60% of its $14 million budget went to grants last year, with the rest being used for administrative costs. 6:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, oh, deep high breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security, all on our ultra-reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back,
yay!
But only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Pick 3, lottery number 722. Pick 4, 4134. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
If you're going south on 95, leaving Howard County towards the Capitol Beltway, they're still looking at a wreck that involved a tractor trailer southbound 95 at Powder Mill Road. It's a speed reduction, but it's starting to back up now, and we're slowing, and I would expect that to back up towards 216, maybe back eventually down to the area of Route 32. I'm looking at 32 right now. Still clear there, but we're definitely slow as you're approaching Powder Mill Road on the southbound side. And then the normal delays on the Capitol Beltway. Reminder, if you're heading to the Eastern Shore, once you get past the split at 5301, there's some heavy fog in that area, down through the light at 50 at 404, out on 404, and then heavy fog down through the Easton area as well. Some backing now. We're starting to get delays at both the Harbor Tunnels, 895 back to the Urban Avenue ramp. 95 is backed up beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild and muggy for your Wednesday morning. Temperatures this afternoon back into the upper 80s and lower 90s. Watch for some showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon into the evening time. A few more storms possible Thursday with temps staying in the 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Orioles bats continue to play homage last night to the great Simon and Garfunkel. Mustering just five hits off George Kirby and Andres Munoz, falling to the Mariners 1-0 at Camden Yards. Birds now with just 17 hits in their last 119 at-bats over the last four games. That's a team batting average of just 143. Manager Mancillino was asked in the postgame if the pressure on the core five in the order was just too much to bear.
Yeah, but there's, you know, if we're going to be a team that wins in the playoffs, those five guys are going to have pressure on them, or those four guys, or whatever, six guys, whatever it is. They're going to have pressure on them there. So is it debilitating pressure? I wouldn't say so. Has it been a tough few days? Sure.
The tepid offensive performance last night did include a base hit by Dylan Carlson, snapping an 0-for-35 drought. Off the field, more injury news for the Birds, this of the season-ending variety.
We got Zach Eflin will have a lower back procedure. Here, I think next week is where that's coming up, or soon. He's done for the year, and he will stay at home in rehab. And then Felix has an appointment later this week. It is a significant shoulder injury. He is done for the year.
Not a shock, but wow. Ravens invited two of Baltimore's greatest yesterday to Owings Mills, talking about Hall of Famer Ray Lewis and the greatest male swimmer of all time, Michael Phelps. First Phelps to impart this message of preparation.
For me, when I stood up on the block at World Championships, the Olympic Games, any major international competition, I knew I was the most prepared human on that pool deck.
And then Ray and his motivationals.
What will you do with time? Life goes. Life keeps passing. And one day, you're going to go back and say, what did I do with time? Did I waste it? Did I use it? Did I abuse it? I don't care what you have. It's how you use what you have.
And finally, day two of the BMW Championship at Caves Valley in Owings Mills. It's the Pro-Am today. Scotty Scheffler and Rory McIlroy will also address the media. The time now is 6:37. When we return, we're going to play a game called Name That Oriole Outfielder.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So, I don't know if you've been following or not. I know it's difficult for any Oriole fan, or Baltimorean for that matter, to follow right now. But have you looked at the Orioles' outfield roster?
No.
At this point in the year? Okay. You know, Tyler O'Neill's on the IL.
Right.
Colton Cowser's on the IL.
Right.
Okay. So, I'm gonna give you either the first or the last name. You tell me what you want, and you tell me the other name. Okay, these are the five guys that play outfield now for the Orioles.
Right.
Two of them are actually listed as infielders, okay, but they play outfield as well. So you want the first name or the last name, or does it matter?
Doesn't matter to me.
Suck at this. Sean, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
The first name is Ryan.
O'Hearn.
He's in San Diego.
I know, that's the first Ryan that came to my mind.
His last name is Noda.
Okay.
Ryan Noda plays right field for the Orioles. Okay. Bruce, you want first or last name?
Give me first name.
Okay. I'm going to give you Greg.
Noda.
Allen. Greg Allen plays out.
Wow. Funny thing is they call him Noda.
Okay. Yeah. That's funny. Sean, you actually may know this one. You want first or last?
First.
First. Jeremiah.
Johnson.
Jeremiah Johnson.
I could not name any of the outfielders right now.
Jackson. Jeremiah Jackson, who actually is playing well.
Right. He was a bullfrog.
back in the day, yes, he was. And one is the loneliest number, by the way.
That's right.
I'm going to give you this one. You're going to get this one, Bruce. Dylan.
Thomas.
Carlson, and Sean, the final one. I'm going to give you Daniel
Boone.
God help me. Johnson.
Again.
They call him Noda. The funny thing
is, you did this for a reason because nobody knows who they are.
This is why the team is batting 148 in the last 5 games.
This is why they're losing.
Wait a minute. What you're saying is our inability to give their last names is why they're losing.
That's correct.
That's a rough place to be.
That is correct. And I don't – look, I'm sure these players – look, if you make it to the majors, you're a great player.
Yes.
Okay, so this is not a knock on them. This is where the Orioles are.
They may be Savannah Bananas material at this point. Just saying.
The outfielders or the Orioles?
Yeah.
They can learn the choreography. They're good
to
go.
Thank you for that heavy dose of embarrassment, Gary. Appreciate that. 6:40, 20 minutes for the hour of 7 o'clock. Mike is in Bel Air. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Mike.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Fine, good. Sir.
At this point in time, I think the Savannah Bananas are better.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I have a question for you, and I'd like to hear your guys' comments and talk about it a little bit. Sorry about that alarm going off.
Okay.
We have the National Guard in D.C. right now arresting people or helping arrest and take care of things. My biggest concern right now are the judges. Are we going to create that turnstile where they just bring them in, let them go, bring them in, let them go?
Sure. That was addressed yesterday by Judge, now U.S. Attorney, Jeanine Pirro. There are at least 6 vacancies in D.C. district judgeships, and she and President Trump talked about that on Monday, and he agrees that these have to be filled very quickly, expeditiously. So we need those judges in there. But you're right, there'd be some concern about the district and circuit court judges in D.C., which are most of them either Obama or Biden appointed, and they're all radical lefties. So that's the other thing. I mean, and that's why Jeanine's got her homework cut out for her. She's got to have ironclad, tight cases as she brings these cases and brings these arrests. And I think they made a ton of arrests just last night. I think it was 65, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, I think you're right to bring up the judges. That's a good point.
Yeah. Mike, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. One of the things that's interesting about this, of course, is Judge Jeanine also pointed out yesterday, they have something called the Youth Violence Reduction Act in D.C., which means if you're arrested as a kid, let's say for a quadruple murder, you broke into somebody's house, you killed their entire family, and they toss you in the caboose. But I think when you reach age 25, they can let you out.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Yeah.
Not that you...
I think, don't we have the same thing in Maryland? Isn't that the Second Chance Act? Did that pass?
Yeah.
I thought it may have... I know it was on the docket
this
year.
You've gotten better, not because you've said, oh my God, I've had a change of heart, I found Jesus, whatever. Just because, you're 25 now, you must be all good. See ya.
Yeah. No, that was the first one was the Juvenile Justice Reform Act. Then you had the No Child Interrogation Protection Act, and I got to go back and look at it. But the Second Chance Act, I thought that passed, but I'll go back and look and confirm that. But same kind of thing. This is the Vinnie Schiraldi. Remember, he was in D.C. before he came to Maryland. Same kind of nonsense when he was in D.C. You know, let's not put juveniles in jail. She told the story the other day about the kid that shot the guy in the chest.
Yeah.
Got on a bus with a gun, shot a guy. In the chest. That's attempted murder. When you shoot him in the chest, or, you know, obviously. Of course, what happened? They got a conviction, but because he was underage, because he was 16 or 17, he went to family court instead of adult court. And when you go to family court, it's arts and crafts time.
Yeah.
And that's exactly, that's got to change. So Congress has got to pass some laws because the D.C. City Council is absurd.
6:43 right now, talk radio 680, WCBM, a guy who in our class never got beyond stick figures, but he's a really hell of a good traffic guy. Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
That's fake news, but we won't go into why it's fake news.
Because you weren't good at stick figures?
He was really good at breadstick figures.
Oh, breadstick figures, that's different, yeah.
Just a case of personal IQ figures. My pal, I won't even ride with you again if I ever come back.
That's right, ever.
Good, I won't have to hear all the routes I could be taking.
That's true. That was my job, I couldn't help it.
You got a little helper in the car.
I did. And it wasn't even my wife.
Isn't that nice? Okay, Sean, you should turn left here. I don't...
Never again. I promise. It's true, but never again. Southbound 95, still slow. Powder Mill Road, tractor trailer was involved in that wreck. Most of the lanes are open, but we're still backed up as you're coming south from 216 down into that area of Powder Mill Road. The inner loop of the Capitol Beltway now is having a problem. 29 New Hampshire Avenue, the wreck is over near the ramp at I-95. So normally that side heading to College Park is not too bad, but it's really slow now. Backed up about four exits through there. The outer loop is slow from New Hampshire Avenue around to Georgia Avenue, but that is the normal delay. Just a reminder again, if you're heading over to the Eastern Shore east of Queenstown, there's some very heavy fog in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, warm and muggy today and tomorrow. Highs will be around 90 or so with a chance of a pop-up storm both days, so be prepared for that. And right now, cloudy 75 in the city, 74 in Middle River. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of...
I'm not one of you anemic creatures who can get nourishment from a lettuce leaf. I have zest and appetite, and I like food.
He likes food. Absolutely. Who doesn't like food? Especially when Taco Bell's debuting a new Mountain Dew Baja Blast Midnight flavor.
A what?
Baja Blast Midnight flavor.
Okay.
You know, you get the midnight drink or the midnight freeze, either one. It's a Mountain Dew, so you know you're going to be up all night if you drink that. Beyonce.
I've been outside too long, though.
Yeah. Beyonce has re-released her sold-out Honeybee cocktail kit. This is, I thought a honeybee was made with gin, but maybe I'm mistaken. This is a...
aren't you a 1920s drink connoisseur?
Sir Davis American Whiskey Cocktail Kit. So apparently the honeybee lemon juice, honeybee syrup, dehydrated lemon wheels, and the whiskey. So maybe it is whiskey. Mm-hmm. For some reason I thought it was... Maybe you can make it with gin. Maybe that's what it is. Who knows? Wingstop offering buy one, get one free chicken sandwich deal now through August the 17th. And a new butterbeer-inspired icy flavor coming to Regal Cinemas. So if you like, it's like butterscotch, butterbeer. Harry Potter's famous butterbeer actually is a butterscotch. So that's what you get if you're going to the movies, and you can order one there. All right, a couple things. We need to correct the record. Number one, Chuck riding with me on the way to the truck roads. He suggested I take the tunnel instead of going all the way around the 695.
Yeah.
And I had to point out to Chuck that what happens if something happens in the tunnel? We're on the way to your roast, and I was the roast master, and he was the roastee, and everybody would be sitting in the room at Jimmy's Famous Seafood waiting on the two of us.
Waiting for roast Chuck.
Stuck in the tunnel.
Yeah.
And so he eventually agreed that would be a better option. Yeah.
So he decided to hit Key Bridge instead?
Yeah. Yes. Well, the Key Bridge, thank God he didn't recommend that. He'd have blown his credibility right from the get-go.
Let me just say this for the record. Since we're on the record here, there was never any problem northbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel that time of day. So I'm just going on the record for that.
Oh,
we could
I
have
see.
Gone that way without any incidents.
Yeah.
Well, there was still a risk. There was still a risk in
it's
that.
It's the thing that's
Riding
never...
with
it's
you
the
is a risk.
The thing that never happened until it happens.
That 1948 Wombat you're driving.
What are you talking about? It's a 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee.
The headliner was all screwed up and laying on top of my head. What are you doing, having fights in there?
I want you to go to sleep, that's why. And finally, you can't see it, Chuck, but it looks like Bruce Elliott had an accident with a razor. He shaved his head. Not all of his head. You know, some people can do the mohawk where the hair goes right down the middle. This is like a horizontal mohawk.
In the back.
It only is half of his head in the back. The hair is all standing up. So, see, when Vivian goes out of town, bad things happen.
Here's the deal. He was trimming his hair and he missed.
Here's the deal. Now, I'm presuming neither my son nor his friends are up and listening right now. But my son just shaved his head. And he's coming over tomorrow and Friday night to hang out. Well, Viv is out of town.
And this was just a personal lifestyle choice?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've decided, let's give him a little surprise when he comes over. So I shaved mine, too. You know,
but the real story, I think, is he wants to be more like me and Gary.
Pretty much. That's it. Yeah.
And that's the reason why he has shaved his head.
That's it.
But he still wants to remain unique. That's why we have the
horizontal
maybe 15, 20 hairs sticking up in the back.
It's like a passing lane.
He looks like an electroshock therapy patient.
Yeah. One flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Curious, I looked like that before I cut the hair off, too.
Wow. So, I'm sure our listeners would love to see a shot of that on Facebook at some point this morning.
Well, we'll get it up actually after I see my son.
You're going to go home and shave the rest of those hairs. That's not going to be good. All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple.
Dr. Zorba.
All right, maybe I'll take a secret picture.
I would. Yeah. Secret picture.
Yeah, secret picture. And we'll post it.
Hey, look, you dropped your pen. Click.
Right, we'll just, we'll troll a couple of donuts right in front of him. He'll bend down.
All you need is one.
That's right. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. The Best of Morning Drive available each and every day. WCBM.com, Rumble, and Facebook pages. And brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a 9-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels. From family fun to serious practice. It's all here next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHRC number 1566.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Coming up between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock this morning on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Well, it looks like the Texas Democrats from the House have decided to get back. I guess they all figured out that really they're not going to get their paychecks unless they show up. They're not going to be put in their banks anymore automatically. They have to show up and get that piece of paper. And something tells me somebody's wives or husbands are saying, honey, we got these bills we got to pay. Ukraine, the meeting of Putin and Trump in Alaska this Friday. We'll talk about that. And the Maryland power grid, is it up to the task? Well, we saw an early indication that no, it's not. We'll talk more about that.
Let's talk about the D.C. crime thing. I don't know if you know Amber, formerly known as Athey, Amber Duke, because she used to do a weekend show for us. Guest hosted a couple times here on WCBM, and I think she's now writing for the Daily Caller. She used to be the editor at the Spectator, but I follow Amber on X, and she was telling all the times as a young woman, whether coming from Union Station in D.C. or whether just walking to the metro or whatever, that she has been accosted. The things that she has seen from homeless, from the mentally ill, from deranged, perverted men, it's amazing what women especially, and Matt Foldy at the Washington Examiner did a special report yesterday. Young women in D.C. are thanking Trump. Yeah. Thanking him for trying to make the city safer. And so this is another 80-20 issue that the Democrats are on the wrong side of. And a homeless person, we learned, he tried to rob Harmeet Dhillon, the civil rights director at the Justice Department in D.C. Harmeet Dhillon was, he tried to rob her, and thank God that she was able to escape unscathed. So this is going on every day in D.C. So these nutbags on the left and the GOP swampers that say there's no crime problem in D.C., there is. And the people who live there and work there know it.
Yeah. And those who say, oh, it's really safe here, they have security. Sorry. No one's saying it. Or they all live in Keller Ammo or someplace very expensive and are insulated from the crime. 6:53 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here is the Chazman.
Capitol Beltway all jammed up coming east of Route 29 this morning. It's on the interloop. We normally don't get too many problems on the interloop, but it's eastbound from 29. The wreck is over before College Park between 95 and Route 1. It's moving a little better, but still backed up as you're going east through that area. Might affect the ramp as well from 95 south as you're working your way down through that area. And then keep in mind, we had the wreck early this morning. Tractor trailer was involved, still there off to the side, but they're looking at it on 95 southbound in Prince George's County at Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday and Thursday. It's going to be hot and humid today. Tomorrow, highs into the low 90s each day with a chance of a pop-up storm. And right now, we're cloudy, 74 in Middle River. And it is 74 and cloudy in Pasadena. And more the left and the GOP swamp and others don't like the idea that President Trump is trying to make Washington safer and cleaner. Imagine that.
Yeah. How dare he do this? Andrew McCabe, remember the big Joe Biden, big Obama kind of guy? He says that...
He was deputy director of the FBI.
Yeah. That Donald Trump is wrong in adding to the police force in D.C.
The times when plussing up the manpower contingent on the streets can help is during periods like a presidential inauguration or a national security special event, where you need just bodies out there lining, the path that the president will take as he's walking to the White House or something like that, like crowd control, working magnetometers to let people into a secure area. Policing night by night on the streets of D.C. is a very different thing.
Yeah. Okay, so you don't need them. The very first night it happened, there were 23 arrests, including homicide, firearms violations, drug offenses, and other crimes. But apparently, those weren't necessary. It's good to let the homicidal maniacs hang out on the streets, apparently, Mr. McCabe, from what we understand, right?
It is totally unclear how this infusion of manpower is actually going to have a meaningful impact on the crime rate.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I just told you. There are 23 the first night, they got another 30 or 40 in the last 24 hours. Yes, it's having an impact. You can pretend it's not, but it is. It's observable. And as we've been talking about both today and previously, guess what, sport? Women and the vulnerable in D.C. are very happy to think that city might now be safer. There are still areas in Washington, D.C. where it is unsafe to go unless you happen to be a member of that neighborhood. Being very blunt about this. Now, Jim Kessler, this guy worked for Schumer for a long time, and he lives in D.C., and apparently he's one of these guys who lives in an isolated little bubble because he feels no fear at all.
I've lived in this town for 37 years. I am repulsed what Donald Trump is doing right now, federalizing what's going on.
Yeah, although it's constitutional, although it's clearly specified he has the constitutional right and ability to do this, although there's a clear need, he's repulsed. Why? Because Donald Trump. Because Orange Man bad.
Yeah, well, is he repulsed by Chuck Schumer's imaginary friends?
I love that story.
The Baileys that he's been making up that live on Long Island? They don't exist. He's been. He wrote about them in books, and he references them in speeches. They don't exist. He's been a guy. I wonder about this guy's mental capacity.
Well, plus the Baileys, of course, they did come out with that Irish cream stuff that
right.
Chuck Whitaker likes so very, very much. Kessler says that, yeah, he's lived there a long time, and he feels perfectly safe.
I feel safe in this city. I live in a neighborhood.
Because I look over my shoulder every day.
Yeah. Everybody else on the panel is looking at him like, you are an alien from outer space, that they live in D.C. as well, and what are you talking about? You feel perfectly safe. You feel you can walk the streets of Washington, D.C. at all hours. It is simply not safe to do so. And to pretend that it's okay means you're living in some kind of isolated little bubble or in one of the very, very safe enclaves in D.C., and there are, just as there are here. I mean, you go to Guilford and you ask somebody who never leaves Guilford if they feel safe wandering around the neighborhood. Of course. Absolutely. No problems at all. But if you talk to that individual, he has to commute down into the city for work every single day and even park downtown, then you realize that there is a risk involved and that risk is rather substantial. Kessler, check this out.
If people are afraid to come to D.C., go to Disney World, get fat, eat French fries. I don't care. I've lived here 37 years.
I am not afraid. I live in the city. I'm not afraid of this city. Think. If you're afraid, go ahead. Leave your fear someplace else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another intolerant lefty.
Yeah.
I love it when they out themselves.
Absolutely. Yeah, just go somewhere else because I don't care if you feel unsafe. Not that we'll see what we can do to make you feel safe. Just go somewhere else. A VediSeal makes buying or selling your home simple, offers multiple cash offers for you to get the most money if you are selling in your time frame at your price level. Vinny's stats are very impressive. 12,700 buyers in waiting, and it sells homes almost three times faster and for about 3 or 4% more than the average agent. And that's using the latest marketing techniques, and that is the secret. His upfront written guarantee is simple. He'll sell your home at the agreed-on price and possession date, or he's going to buy it himself. That's phenomenal. When you're ready to sell your home and you want the most money for your homework, do your homework and call the Pro iTrust. Call or text Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or vinnysteele.com.
7 o'clock, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Ahead of his Friday meeting with Russian President Putin in Alaska, today President Trump takes part in video calls with European leaders and Ukrainian President Zelensky. Some of the Europeans argue that Zelensky should be included in the Trump-Putin sit-down on Friday.
The president is agreeing to this meeting at the request of President Putin, and the goal of this meeting for the president is to walk away with a better understanding of how we can end this war.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt taking a big bite out of crime. Hundreds of National Guardsmen at President Trump's direction have been deployed to the streets of Washington, D.C. The city's police force has been temporarily federalized.
Presidential spokeswoman Caroline Levitt says the officers made a total of 23 arrests following Donald Trump's federal takeover of the D.C. Police Department and activation of the National Guard.
A total of 6 illegal handguns were seized off of District of Columbia streets.
The president has declared a public safety emergency in the District of Columbia, even though police data show a decline in violent crime. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Newly released Gallup numbers do not bode well for the Democrat Party. Just 34% of respondents hold a positive view of the party. Its poorest performance since Gallup began tracking this more than three decades ago. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is hinting that ceasefire efforts are now focusing on a comprehensive deal, one that would release the remaining hostages in Gaza all at once instead of a staged release. The Sea of Red Ink continues to grow. The national debt has surpassed a dizzying $37 trillion, according to the Treasury Department. Stock futures higher this morning on Wall Street. Dow futures are up 138 points. And NASDAQ futures ahead 54 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
703 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnels, right now about 15 to 20 minute delays, maybe a little longer along 895. 895 is backed up towards Pulaski High. Highway. So from there through the Old Harbor Tunnel and down to Child Street through there, probably more like 20 to 25 minutes, 20 minutes at least right now on 95 South. All four lanes are open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Filling in quickly on the Beltway now, Parkville side at Hartford Road. The inner loop towards Green Spring, not too bad. The west side is the usual stuff, anywhere from 795 down to Frederick Road. Very large vehicle stopped on the shoulder on the inner loop right before the ramp at 795. Not a problem there. Towards the Capitol Beltway, they're still looking at the wreck. 95 South at Powder Mill Road, most of the lanes are open. The wreck on the Capitol Beltway this morning. Inner loop between 95 and the ramp at Loop 1. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild and muggy for your Wednesday morning. Temperatures this afternoon back into the upper 80s and lower 90s. Watch for some showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon into the evening time. A few more storms possible Thursday with temps staying in the 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now you have about 74 degrees in Randallstown, downtown Baltimore. It's 78 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It is 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. A taxpayer-funded nonprofit created to support youth programs is facing scrutiny after records show it spent around $10 million on consulting since 2020. The Baltimore Children and Youth Fund paid roughly $200,000 to a firm run by a close friend of its president, as well as hundreds of thousands to another company led by a former BCYF official. Tax filings show that just 60% of its $14 million budget went to grants last year, with the rest used for administrative costs. Nonprofit watchdogs warned the spending could create the appearance of conflicts and erode public trust. D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith says she plans to cooperate with the city's federal partners to help reduce crime in the district. Smith and Mayor Muriel Bowser met with U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi and Interim Administrator Terry Cole yesterday to discuss a federal takeover of the D.C. police force. After the meeting, Smith said she still reports to the mayor and will treat the takeover like any other operation involving federal law enforcement. Maryland tax-free week is in full swing for those taking advantage of it. That means no sales tax on clothes and shoes that are $100 or less. It also eliminates the sales tax on backpacks up to $40. Tax-free week continues through Saturday. 7:06 on WCBM, pick 3, lottery 722. Your pick 4, 4134. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Bill O'Reilly here. Let me ask you something. Would you like to retire with confidence, knowing that you have a plan in place to carry you throughout your retirement years? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Then please talk to Rod Barowy and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. You can call them 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste. Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. The only blemish on Dean Kramer's resume last night came in the top of the first.
These first pitch swing, and that's up the middle, base hit. Randy's going to score easily from second base as he trots across home plate.
Aaron Goldsmith had the call on Root Sports, and that was it. Kramer's best performance as a major leaguer goes to waste as the Birds' bats fall silent again. 1-0 was the final last night at Camden Yards. After the game, Kramer on his 8-inning masterpiece.
My job is to be an innings eater for this team, and
That's the guy I want to be known as. I want to be the guy who takes the ball and gives a quality outing every time, regardless of the situation, injuries, no injuries, winning team, losing team.
George Kirby, Max Kramer, pitch for the win for Seattle as Baltimore manages only 5 hits on the night. The Mariners have now won 8 games in a row. Off the field, the Birds announcing both opening day starters Zach Eflin and closer Felix Bautista have been shut down for the remainder of the season. Ravens invited Michael Phelps and Ray Lewis to impart their motivation on this year's squad. Here's Phelps, winner of 23 Olympic gold medals.
For me, every single box was checked off. When I stepped up on the block, I knew what was going to happen. My dreams and my goals were bigger than anybody else on the planet, especially in the swimming pool. I worked the hardest. That's why I got the results.
And then there was Lewis, 2-time Super Bowl champion, and of course, a Hall of Famer.
If I'm trying to touch glory, if I'm trying to see the top of the mountain, what will you do with time? We don't have it. Savor the moment.
Coming up in 30 minutes, legal charges will not be brought against the Baltimore boxing champion. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's 5 generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, as Governor Moore is feverishly studying his Constitution, as he desperately needs to do, we're taking your calls and comments. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up at this hour, the Trump-Putin meeting slammed by the left and the neocons. We'll take a look at that. More concerns about Maryland's power grid surface. But our top story here today, the Texas Senate Democrats have passed a new congressional map, but will the House Democrats comply?
Yeah, will they show up? That's kind of a big question. They say they're gonna, but are they actually gonna? Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
The warrant is to arrest them if they set foot back into the state of Texas, and they will be taken to the Texas Capitol that will restore a quorum and allow us to conduct business. There are several forms of punishment that will be meted out by the Texas House of Representatives that have been established there.
Yeah,
now, this guy's been blowing smoke.
If.
Yeah. He's been blowing smoke now for a couple of weeks.
Oh, this is, they've done this dance twice before. Twice before, the same stuff was said, that we're going to arrest them, there's going to be a punishment. They came back to the state, no arrests, no punishment. Life went back to just as normal. It does kind of beg the question, what did the Democrats want to accomplish, and did they accomplish it?
Look at just the difference in leadership between President Trump. A strong leader, an alpha male, he gets stuff done. He's a man of action. And Greg Abbott is in nothing but words. It's all hot air. I don't think he ever meant, and Dustin Burroughs, the Speaker of the House, is also another rhino. They had no intention of arresting a single Democrat for violating their oath of office.
Now, one thing that's different this time around, we'll see. One thing is different is Abbott says he has filed a lawsuit arguing that in doing what they're doing, they're violating the Texas Constitution and should have their offices yanked from them. If that lawsuit goes forward, if it's found in his favor, then the next time around this happens, it could be much, much quicker.
I filed a lawsuit in the Texas Supreme Court to have these officials who are Democrats in the Texas House, have them removed from office because they are failing to conduct business as required by the Texas Constitution. What the Texas Constitution requires is that they must be here and act on bills before them. They're failing to fulfill their constitutional duties. I am seeking to have them removed from office because of their dereliction of duty.
And again, if that legal precedent is set, if the case wins, next time this happens, and it will happen, I mean, they've done this twice before. This is the third time for the Texas Democrats to pull this stunt. If it happens again, then whoever the governor happens to be, say, precedent set. You guys are all fired.
I think the first time they went to Oklahoma, if I'm not mistaken. Yep. Then they went to Hakeem Jeffries. Now, this time they're spread out. But the Texas Senate did their job. They officially passed the congressional map. And now we're being told that the Texas Democrats will cave. They will return to the House for Governor Abbott's second special session. And so we'll see.
Yeah. So what are the Democrats accomplish? Talk about that coming up. First, though, what do you want to accomplish? Get to work, perhaps, on a reasonable schedule. Chuck Whitaker will help you do so. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning. It looks like the wreck on the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway near Route 1 and 95 going into College Park. Most of that is off the roadway now, but still backed up. It's been heavy coming over from Route 29. And again, normally this time in the morning, all the traffic is westbound, which it is from New Hampshire Avenue around to the Mormon Temple. Tractor trailer was involved in a wreck early this morning. Still there. It's off to the side, but they're looking at it. I-95 is slow southbound at Powder Mill Road, and there's at least some slowing as you're coming south from the Intercounty Connector and down through that area. So it's a speed reduction. We're getting by, but you have to be prepared for that. There is some slowing, of course, on the Beltway for the traffic through the area. That broken down vehicle on the inner loop at 795 is not a problem. Way off to the right shoulder. Delays at least 20 minutes, maybe a little bit longer, southbound at both the harbor tunnels. Heavy fog over sections of the eastern shore around 50, 404, 213, and down into the eastern area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, warm, muggy today, tomorrow as well, and we're going to be in the low 90s and be very, you have a chance of a pop-up thunderstorm perhaps later today and tomorrow as well, so keep that in mind. Right now, cloudy, 74 in Severn, 74 in Parkville. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back, our spirit is back, our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, the federal takeover of D.C. and the crackdown on crime. Here's White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt talking about what happened just last night.
These arrests consisted of homicide, firearms offenses, possession with intent to distribute narcotics, fare evasion, lewd acts, stalking, possession of a high-capacity magazine.
Yeah, that's just for starters, folks. Boy, if we could only do that in every major city run by Democrats, imagine how safe this country would be.
Imagine how full the jails would be.
More problems for Shifty Schiff, as it looks like a Democrat whistleblower who has been on the House Intel Committee for decades has come forward saying, oh, yeah, he was leaking classified intel. And we hear from Karoline Leavitt. She was asked that question, what about Shifty Schiff and these allegations?
The president has already said he wants to see Adam Schiff held accountable for the countless lies he told the American people in relation to the Russiagate scandal. I brought Tulsi Gabbard out to this podium to talk to you about all of that, and this administration is taking accountability very seriously. As for this new FBI whistleblower report, I understand Kash Patel last night declassified a 302 FBI document showing that a whistleblower who is a Democrat, a career intelligence officer who worked for Democrats on the House Intel Committee for more than a decade, repeatedly warned the FBI in 2017 that then Rep. Adam Schiff had approved leaking classified information to smear then President Donald Trump over the Russiagate scandal. This is obviously a bombshell whistleblower report. Hopefully more people in this room will cover it as such. And I have a quote from the FBI director for all of you. He has said this: for years, certain officials used their positions to selectively leak classified information to shape political narratives. It was all done with one purpose: to weaponize intelligence and law enforcement for political gain. Those abuses eroded public trust in our institutions. The FBI will now lead the charge with our partners at DOJ, and Congress will have the chance to uncover how political power may have been weaponized and to restore accountability.
Yeah, clearly it was weaponized and landing in the lap of the former judge and now U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro. She was on Benny Johnson's podcast yesterday and asked about what can you tell us about the Schiff investigation?
I think you know that this is my wheelhouse. And the difference between me and some other people is that I don't talk about what I'm investigating. I don't talk about what I'm doing. When I have the evidence, when I have enough to go forward, you will hear from me loud and clear.
Yeah, and that's right. You don't talk about the investigation. You present the facts. When you take it to the grand jury, that's why you're supposed to keep it secret. But she did square off with a couple reporters yesterday mm-hmm. at her press conference over D.C. crime. Here's what it sounded like.
That's the gun violence prevention programs.
Oh, stop it. We are putting all kinds of resources onto the street.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Press release hailing the drop in crime rates at the end of it. What changed?
This changed. This changed. It's never enough. You tell these families crime has dropped. You tell the mother of the intern who was shot going out for McDonald's near the Washington Convention Center, oh, crime is down. You tell the kid who was just beat the hell and back with a severe concussion and a broken nose, crime is down. No, that falls on deaf ears. And my ears are deaf to that. And that's why I fight the fight. Thank you.
Now, she had a couple of posters, all of the victims that were shot over there, and just in 2025, shot and killed, and they were all black, except for the one that was shot in McDonald's, the intern.
Yeah.
It's just horrible what's happening in that community. Big meeting Friday in Alaska between President Trump and Vladimir Putin. No Zelensky, however, and President Trump offered the reason why.
To follow up on what you were saying there, first of all, Volodymyr Zelensky is not invited on Friday?
He wasn't a part of it. I would say he could go, but he's gone to a lot of meetings. You know, he's been there for 3.5 years, nothing happened.
Yeah. And he seems to be, you know, one of the stumbling blocks. And then Caroline Leavitt said Putin is the other one because every time Trump gets on the telephone, it sounds good, and then Putin changes his mind. So that's the reason why he wants to go in person.
And the president said at this podium yesterday when he joined all of you in the room that he hopes in the future there can be a trilateral meeting with these three leaders to finally bring this conflict to an end. But this administration has really used every lever, has taken every measure to achieve peace through a diplomatic solution. And I think the President of the United States getting in the room with the President of Russia, sitting face-to-face rather than speaking over the telephone, will give this President the best indication of how to end this war and where this is headed.
Yeah, the game of telephone is now over. So, again, Trump said, that's it, I'm done. On Truth Social yesterday, he called Jazzy Crockett and called for an IQ test for her. Says she's only slightly dumber than AOC. And the squad he called out is the three gang of country-destroying morons. He also threatened a major lawsuit against Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, unleashes fire on him after seeing the latest inflation data, which, by the way, it was expected to come in at 2.8. It came in at 2.7. And, of course, tariffs are not raising inflation. All these tariff-scaring people, I mean, these so-called conservatives and pundits are out there saying, tariffs are bad, tariffs are going to cause inflation. Wrong again.
Yeah.
An appeals court just smacked down the Biden judge, granting DOGE access to sensitive data from several government agencies. So a lot of good news coming out of the Trump administration. More on that coming up a little bit later on. I just wanted to mention that it looks like Ukraine is ready to cede territory held by Russia. The Ukrainian support has collapsed. Gallup poll, 69% of Ukrainians want the war over now.
Yeah, well, they probably all lost family members.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's enough.
Yeah.
All right.
Attrition is horrible eventually.
Day 206 in the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Timco Electric Heating and Cooling. Of course, if you need electrical service, interior, exterior, landscaping, whatever you need, they are amazing at electrical work. They've done some stuff for me and Bruce. And also, when it comes to your HVAC now, and right now we're focusing on AC because we're in the dog days of August. If that AC unit is not performing, if it's not cooling properly, maybe it's cooling, but it's costing you a heck of a lot of money because it's not doing efficiently, they'll come out and perform some service maintenance on your AC. What could go wrong? Well, you need to change the filter. You got to check the refrigerant. You have to make sure the coil's not freezing up. Any number of problems would happen to me. My coil froze up and it wasn't working at all. And finally got that squared away because I needed refrigerant. So they'll do the same thing for you. Just give them a call, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or go online, timkylecompany.com. Tell them I told you to call.
Men awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
723, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Wednesday morning. A man whose personal coil has frozen up more than once, it's Chuck Whitaker.
That's why I moved to Florida.
Yes. Hate that when your coil freezes up.
We don't have that problem down here. The new wreck is right outside of Frederick, I-70 westbound, exit 55. At one point, most of the lanes were blocked. They're in the process now getting the rest of the vehicles off the roadway. So if you're heading westbound right before the interchange at I-270, there's at least going to be some slowing there at the scene. Tractor trailer was involved in a wreck early this morning, I-95 southbound at Powder Mill Road, as you're going into Prince George's County. So again, most of the traffic is getting by, but they're looking at it. So it's been a speed reduction at that point. Beltway locally, all the normal stuff now. Parkville side, the Interloop at Green Spring, 795 down through Frederick Road on the west side. And both the tunnels still backed up, anywhere from 20 to 25-minute delays on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit Mitchell'sGolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
And your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, warm and muggy today. Tomorrow, highs in the low 90s. And it'll be sticky chance of a storm both days. And already we're heating up. It's mostly cloudy, 77 in Stevensville, 76 in Dundalk. And you're up to date here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Greg Abbott, the governor of New York, has one expectation for the House Democrats as they come back into the state.
Show up and cast votes based upon the bills before them.
Period. Now, the Democrats fled to places like Illinois. And it's kind of funny because Illinois is highly gerrymandered. I mean, it's just amazing to look at what they've done in order to carve out as many Democrat districts as humanly possible. And this is part of the problem the Democrats have. They can bluster about how we're gonna do this now. Well, they've already done it. You look at blue state after blue state, the gerrymandering in these states, for example, our own, is phenomenal. There's not much more blood you can squeeze from that particular stone. Kristen Walker actually took on J.B. Pritzker of Illinois on this issue.
Every major group that grades the fairness of congressional maps gives your state an F. Common Cause, a nonpartisan government watchdog, even says your map, and I'm going to quote, represents a nearly perfect model for everything that can go wrong with redistricting.
Yeah, virtually everything that could go wrong. In other words, are we anywhere near being fair and equal? Has gone wrong in Illinois. It starts with, of course, the Cook County Democrat machine, which is incredibly strong. And there aren't enough Republican votes downstate in order to counterbalance that. There used to be back around the 1950s, 1960s, but no longer. Pritzker said, yeah, okay, fine. So we're really scum. But really, that's just a diversion.
What they're talking about is a distraction. The reality is that the violation of people's voting rights is what Texas is attempting to do. That's what's wrong with their efforts right now.
Really? Just really, what was that old saying? You know, the speck in his eye and the log in yours, or whatever. Come on now. I mean, why don't we just go ahead and play fair? My ideal world, you wouldn't have the parties doing any of this gerrymandering. You would have a panel of, I don't know how many judges, known to be independent, who would then go through and simply say, here's what the statistics say, the most equitable way of having a district that is continuous and shares the values of other people. That's how to make this happen. Let them do it. Take it out of the hands of the politicians, because both sides are going to pull this game. Both sides, all the time, all the time. I'm talking about problems, by the way. Michelle Mitrosella, who's sitting in this week for Kristen, was kind enough to pass along an observation, Sean. I think it's a trenchant one. She says that, you know, you'll notice something that goes on in our world.
Woman has man in it. Mrs. has Mr. in it. Female has male in it. She has he, okay? And then we have mental illness, menstrual cramps, menopause, mental breakdowns. All I'm saying is, have you noticed that most of women's problems have men in them?
Yeah.
Woman has man in it. Mrs.
Yeah, there you go. And that is indeed the case.
She was repeating. It was repeating on her. That's for sure. That is funny. All right. Again, on this redistricting thing, it's just, the bottom line. See, the whole argument is that you have to wait for the census. But you don't.
No.
Because in the state of Texas, remember, federalism, the 9th and 10th Amendments, states have rights too. And some states, for instance, California and New York, you have to go to the voters. The mm-hmm. Constitution says you have to go to the voters in order to redistrict your congressional maps. And you can wait, every 10 years, but you got to put it before the voters. In Texas, you don't have to do that. The law in Texas says you can do it in midterm or between census. And that's exactly what they're doing. And they don't like it. Why? Because the Democrats have been cheating and scheming with illegal aliens for decades now,
yes.
And they realize they're about to lose a whole bunch of seats.
You take a look, for example, at California. Remove the illegal aliens from the census count. Guess what? California is going to lose 3, 4, or 5 congressional seats right there. They're gone because they're counting illegal aliens as part of what makes up their congressional district.
Mm. Coming up next, we still don't know what the unplanned disconnection was that cost 4,000 people in Howard County their power. Is this the beginning or tip of the iceberg when it comes to blackouts in Maryland? We have more concerns about the power grid. Coming up, 7:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. A Frederick man has been sentenced to 12 years in prison for assaulting his partner during a violent domestic incident last August. Prosecutors say 41-year-old Logan Hakeem Young punched and strangled the 32-year-old woman multiple times and threatened her with a weapon. The victim was treated at a hospital after officers observed clear signs of abuse. Young was arrested later that day at a local diner. Officials say the case highlights the deadly risks associated with strangulation in domestic violence situations. A legal fight over donations raised after Rachel Morin's 2023 murder is ongoing between her children and her family members just a day, after her killer received consecutive life sentences. Morin's 5 children filed a lawsuit in May against Morin's mom and sister, alleging that they have not received more funds from the more than $54,000 collected through the GoFundMe and other community drives. The defendants say all money is secured in a trust for the children and have asked a judge to dismiss the case, calling the claims meritless. A hearing on the motion set for September 18th in Harford County. Community groups gathered at the Upton Market to share recovery stories and teach CPR and Narcan use. Speakers included Michael Perry, 7 months sober, and Nicole Bryant, who founded We Responders after losing family members to overdoses. A taxpayer-funded nonprofit created to support youth programs is now facing scrutiny after records show that it spent more than $10 million on consulting since 2020. It's in 5 years. Baltimore Children and Youth Fund paid roughly $200,000 to a firm run by a close friend of its president, as well as hundreds of thousands more to another company led by a former BCYF official. Tax filings show just 60% of the $14 million budget went to grants last year, with the rest used for administrative costs. 7:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep high breath.
Five, high five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security, all on our ultra-reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Pick 3 lottery, 722. Pick 4, 4134. And now it's 733. Traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck in Frederick County is on the shoulder now. The roadway back open westbound to I-70 before you get into Frederick around the ramp at I-270. So much better news there. Just looked around the Beltway. Nothing really out of the ordinary. The delays on the Parkville side, the Interloop at Green Spring, were solid from 795 down through Frederick Road on the west side. All of that is moving, but it's crawling all the way down through there. Gets better after Frederick Road. Looking at I-70 this morning, and we're clear between the Patapsco River Bridge and the ramps at the Beltway. Delays still in the air of about 20 minutes. Heavy traffic southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. JFX, you're fine. Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild and muggy for your Wednesday morning. Temperatures this afternoon back into the upper 80s and lower 90s. Watch for some showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon into the evening time. A few more storms possible Thursday with temps staying in the 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds tying a season high last night, falling 16.5 games back in the East. Offense once again anemic in a 1-0 loss to the Mariners at Camden Yards. Birds bats mustering just 5 hits, falling to 3-7 post-trade deadline. Before the game, manager Mancelino delivering some additional grim news.
Zach Eflin will have a lower back procedure. Here, I think next week is where that's coming up, or soon. He's done for the year, and he will stay at home in rehab. And then Felix has an appointment later this week. It is a significant shoulder injury. He is done for the year.
As the bullpen continues and the starting staff continues to diminish. Elsewhere in the majors last night, at 30 games above 500 and riding their second 10-game winning streak of the year, the Brewers are the hottest team in baseball. Last night, they ran into the Major League's hottest pitcher.
Fly ball to deep right. It is back. 1-0 Brewers. Back-to-back games with leadoff homers for the Brew Crew.
Brian Anderson had the call on the FanDuel Sports Network home run off pitching phenom Paul Skeens, who allowed a first-inning run for the first time this season. The Brewers win their 11th game in a row by 2 touchdowns, 14-0 over the Pirates. They're the first team in 90 years to have multiple 10-plus game winning streaks in the same season. The largest Ravens defensive player is starting to make a name for himself, talking about number 97 on your scorecard, 6'7", 370-pound C.J. Okoye from Nigeria. No college experience, has drawn the eye and the praise from head coach John Harbaugh. Okoye spent his first 2 NFL seasons on the Chargers practice squad. The Ravens signed him to a futures contract in January, and now he's trying to crack the 53-man roster. Florida prosecutors have declined to file former charges against Baltimore-born boxing champion Gervonta Davis in a battery case. Davis had been accused of assaulting his ex-girlfriend on Father's Day when he went to pick up their 2 children. Davis has had a number of run-ins with the law. He remains on probation for a hit and run in 2020 in Baltimore that injured four people, including a pregnant woman. Davis grew up in West Baltimore, trained at the Upton Gym under the great Calvin Ford, has a professional record of 30 wins, no losses, one tie. And finally, there's good news and bad news for the Texas Longhorns football team. The good news is that the Longhorns have earned their first ever number one ranking in the preseason AP Top 25 poll. The bad news is they are a 2.5-point underdog to Ohio State in their season opener. Barring significant line movement, this would make the Longhorns the first top-ranked team to be an underdog in Week 1, according to ESPN research data dating back to 1978. The time now is 7:37. When we return, who owns the number 8?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
This from the Baltimore Sun this morning. Lamar Jackson has withdrawn his effort to prevent Troy Aikman from putting a trademark on the use of the number 8. That's the number that both Troy Aikman and Lamar Jackson have worn or wear.
Among others.
Yes, among others. Cal, of course, in this town.
Kobe.
Kobe. Ovi. Yes, that's correct. Oh, the greatest.
Yes.
You know, speaking of that, has Ovi, do you think, trademarked the moniker the Great Eight?
I don't know. You might.
Yeah, I'm gonna check that out. Anyway, so Lamar.
Otherwise, you're going for it.
What's that?
Otherwise, you're going for it.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to snake it out from under him.
But this was just on Aikman. But Aikman, right now, when you look at the numbers, clearly Aikman's got a better argument because he played longer, won three Super Bowls, was an MVP in one of them.
Right. I mean, I don't know that it has anything to do with that. I mean, I think it's a legal thing. You know, Aikman has a trademark on the number 8.
Okay? Right.
And he had it for years. And he's been selling, apparel, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
So Lamar has a trademark on era number 8, which is different. Mm-hmm. But he felt that Aikman's number 8 would kind of infringe on his sales. Two totally different things.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so anyway, he withdrew the argument. He's going to concentrate on winning a Super Bowl.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, it confuses me. I thought that he had control of number 60. He played shortstop for a while, but that's the number he used. That's Chin Lung Hu. He had the number.
Well, not only 60. That, but Howard Kendig used to be a center for the Buffalo Bills, and he wore number 60 back in the old AFL days. Yeah. I'm sure he put a trademark on that.
Sure.
You know, okay. So, I mean,
no,
that's just
who owns the number 60? Who does?
Yeah. You see where he's going with us?
No, I don't.
Yeah, who's on first? It's, you know, it's,
oh, okay.
You know, it's a. It's a an end around. Is what it is. Which she does anymore.
Which is different than a reach around. Exactly. A whole different thing.
Totally.
I think
totally.
The haircut really.
Yes.
I think we went into some flesh as well.
Yeah.
All right, Gary. See you in a couple. 7:40. 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Joining us now on our Newsmaker Hotline, Ed Hale, who is a candidate for governor. We just don't know which party yet. He's on the hotline with us. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing fine. So Governor Moore's out there talking about the federal takeover, but President Trump announced in D.C., and he's saying that he is as the governor, the Maryland crime is down, and he wouldn't authorize the National Guard to go help out in D.C. What is your reaction to that?
Well, my reaction is his handlers have told him to go on CNN and Fox News, of all things, this morning, and to say that he's blocking that because Trump is doing it. And this is all Trump's fault. And, it makes no sense. What the problem is, and we all know, we're all from Maryland, you got victims, you got the police can't stand it, they can't arrest these kids because they get out on the street. And the citizens, and just in general, can't walk out of their houses. Why would you accept help? I just don't understand that concept. If you're running for governor or you're the mayor of Baltimore, would you want to have some help? Because it's not what they're saying. The crime is out of control, and people do not want to go downtown. They just don't want to.
Would you, as governor, would you authorize the use of Maryland's National Guard either to combat crime in Baltimore City or, in this case, help President Trump if requested in our nation's capital?
Well, I think in the interim, I'd like to see, I've been saying this for a long time before, you know, I became a politician 5 months ago. I think we ought to arrest and incarcerate the kids that are 14. Treat them like adults. They're going out and stealing your car. You got to rent a car to go to work the next day. You should do that. Find the parents and get judgments against the parents. And I've been, you know, roundly criticized for talking like that.
Hey, listen, I got to ask you a question because this came up the other day. One of our callers said that they would have a lot of hesitation voting for you because you don't seem to be able to make up your mind whether you want to be a Republican or a Democrat. What's the story there? Why should somebody say, Ed Hale, well, we know what he stands for, if you have yet to decide if you're running as a Republican or as a Democrat?
I hate not making up my mind, but I'm doing my due diligence to find out what is going to be the pathway that I could win. If I'm going to do something stupid and say I'm a D or an R, and I do something stupid and don't really look into this, you know, I think I'm making a mistake. I will do it. I'm going to announce on the 20th at 10 o'clock, And I know which way I'm leaning, but, you know, I'm talking to a lot of people that we all know, including Patrick Gonzalez, and I'd like to be able to make up my mind finally. But I just don't like sitting on the bench or on the sidelines not doing it. That person is correct. I should be able to do that, but I'm not going to do it in a vacuum.
Very good. Ed, thanks so much for joining us here this morning. We're out of time, but appreciate it.
Thanks,
appreciate the call. And we'll get you in studio here so we can have a longer interview in the near future. Thanks, Ed.
Let me know.
All right. Okay, take care.
743 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Hey, before we do that, by the way, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. All you have to do is call us 410-WCBM-680 to be today's contestant. First, though, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
And we're proud to welcome a new sponsor here, Liberty Ship, John W. Brown, docked at the Inner Harbor in Baltimore. We welcome you to the show. Outer Loop, Slow Hartford Road, Inner Loop, Green Spring, West Side is the late 795 to Frederick Road. And then the Inner Loop is a little busy coming up through the BW Parkway and up towards the ramps at 895. So really nothing out of the ordinary there. Your ride to Annapolis uneventful, but the backups are there on I-97. You get that delay from Benfield Boulevard down through the ramps at Route 32. 95 going down through Howard County and into Prince George's County. Looks to be a little better now, but they're still looking at that wreck, which was involving a tractor trailer on 95 southbound in the area at Powder Mill Road. Cruise back to 1942 and enjoy a day on the bay aboard Baltimore's best-kept secret, the Liberty Ship John W. Brown. And on Saturday, September 13th, you can cruise, relax, and explore history, and all that machinery will come alive. Ticket sales end September 6th. Get the information, ssjohnwbrown.org. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, warm and muggy today, again tomorrow, back up into the low 90s with a chance of a pop-up storm each day. Right now, partly cloudy, 77 in Baltimore, 77 in the Middle River. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got a WCBM 100th Anniversary T-shirt and coffee mug today. Tony is down the ocean, hon. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Morning. I am down the ocean.
And you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last, please.
All right. All right. Good luck, Tony. Here are your stories. Story one, a crowd rental company has seen a massive uptick in inquiries regarding its services in Washington, D.C. after President Trump moved to federalize the police force in our nation's capital. According to Crowds on Demand CEO, D.C. inquiries are up nearly 400% compared to the same time last year. Story two, Minnesota Vikings are adding male cheerleaders to the squad for the first time. And to kick it off, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will be the first honorary cheerleader for the home opener. Walz will actually don the uniform and participate in some cheers. And story three, a woman has revealed her engagement to an AI chatbot boyfriend named Casper. Following a five-month virtual relationship, the woman, known as Wicca, has disclosed her engagement to her AI chatbot boyfriend, Casper, and says that their relationship is coming along fine. Story one, crowds on demand for the Trump protest. Story two, Tim Walz will be the first honorary Viking cheerleader. Or story three, till battery death do us part. We'll start with Michelle this morning.
Michelle.
Well, I could see number two being true. I could see male cheerleaders at the Minnesota Vikings, and I could see Tim Walz participating. So I think that's true. Casper, I've seen guys having relationships with robots already, but I don't know.
Leave Chuck out of this.
Okay.
Yeah.
robots, not blow up, no.
I'm going to go with number one.
Michelle goes to number one. Chuck.
I'm going to go with Timmy Boy.
All right, Chuck goes for story number two. It's like Tommy Boy.
Yes.
Bruce.
Crowd rental story, completely believable. I'm just always surprised how much business these people actually get. It does make you wonder when you see the protests on camera, by the way. The AI story, yeah, as weird as it sounds, we're going through a period where women get engaged to a tree. So getting engaged to an AI character, I suppose, is not all that weird. I think number two is fake news. God forbid the Vikings have Tim Walz out there in cheerleader outfit. No, please let there be fake news.
And Tony in Ocean City.
Yeah, I'm going to go with number two also, because I thought they wanted male cheerleaders.
Oh,
that's a home run there, buddy.
Absolutely.
That's a home run. That one, zoom, it's gone.
That one hurt. You sunk my battleship.
As Trump would say, that ball is gone.
Story three, till battery death do us part. Yeah, a woman announcing her engagement. That is a true story. And story number one, that got one vote from Michelle. That is also a true story. Story two.
There you go.
Yes, there are male cheerleaders now coming to the Vikings, but no, Governor Walz will not be one of them.
Thank God.
So congratulations, Tony. We'll put you on hold and tell you how to get your prize.
The Vikings still have a little bit of dignity. That's nice.
You should see the meme that's out on X on that one.
Yes.
That is hilarious. Yeah, it is. It's got him and Don up in actually a female cheerleader's uniform with skirt and everything doing high kicks and splits. It's AI generated, obviously, but it is funny.
Don't forget that this is a guy who said that he was on the ticket to get that male vote.
Yeah.
Because he apparently thought that he was being seen as real alpha male.
I was shocked. I posted a picture on Facebook earlier in the week of, you know, it's a takeoff on Sydney Sweeney has great genes. It's a picture of Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. And it says Hillary Clinton has bad genes. I just did it on a lark. I thought it was funny. Yeah. The thing went viral. It took off. It's got nearly 3,000 shares. And people, for some strange reason, people love or hate that picture and just want to share it with everybody else.
It's amazing.
It is brutal, folks. It is nasty.
I didn't eat lunch that day. That's a face of some 1,000.
When somebody sent it to me, I said, basically, okay, I've seen this. I have to share this, and everybody else has got to see it, too.
It's just nasty.
It is.
It is. That's just nothing to pure stink.
If you want to see it, you have to go on my Facebook page and friend request me, and I'll make sure I'll give you access so you can see a once-in-a-lifetime shot of Hillary and her bad genes. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. I can tell I ruined his day, that's for sure. 7:50. Okay, up next, more concerns about Maryland's power grid. And we got that for you in just a moment here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Let's go to the phones. Bill at Owings Mills. Good morning, Bill.
Yeah, Bill.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, sir. Thank you.
Hope you all are having a good summer.
We are, thanks.
You know,
as long as the power stays on. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. It's kind of scary, isn't it? The thing that gets me is that, you know, President Trump was as hard as trying to do the right thing. And I heard Todd Starnes from Memphis kind of criticize him. Well, he's concerned about Washington. Well, give the man kudos for at least starting. You know, you can't wave a magic wand and solve all the U.S.'s problems in one day. And I give him credit. That's a great place to start. And I think he's going to move on beyond Washington, which is long overdue. And, you know, I'm sure that will extend to other cities as well that are in decline, crime decline. And you basically have a bunch of people that have voted for the same thing over and over again. So as I've always said, you know, you get the government you vote for, or, you know, where's the problem? It's insanity, as you've always said.
Now, I saw Todd's post, and he was upset that President Trump did not mention Memphis along with Baltimore and Oakland, because Memphis is the worst in the country. But I do think what Trump's doing here is he can do this under the Home Rule Act. Mm-hmm. You're going to need some. You're going to have Democrat governors and or mayors through their governors. In this case, would be Mayor Scott through Governor Moore would have to request help in dealing with Baltimore crime, and I don't think these two are going to do it. But there might be other ones that do it, and Memphis might be motivated to do that as well. So I think you're right. I think you start with D.C., you send the message, and you set the tone, and then see if others follow.
Yeah.
Don't you have people that have always made excuses for criminals for years while they had this excuse and that excuse, like you were saying earlier, sure, and temporary insanity and this, all the excuse making, you know, since they have control, had control of the media, they brainwash people and they get a false sense of what's really going on out there. And yep, then when they get hit with somebody like Trump trying to do the right thing, they can't do that. Where's the surprise? They've been brainwashed all this time.
Bill, thanks so much. Appreciate the call.
Appreciate
good rant, 753.
Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
That fog is still there on the eastern shore. Just looking here at 404 around Conley Road over to 404 at 50. Very heavy fog there, and including 50 at Route 213, where we had an accident there yesterday in that fog. So need to be prepared for that. But over around Kent Narrows and at least up to the Bay Bridge, the fog is not a problem there. 95 south going down through Prince George's County. Tractor trailer turned over early this morning, 4 o'clock hour near Powder Mill Road. They're still looking at it. You have delays going by the accident scene. No reason to detour, but it might be an extra 15, maybe 20 minutes southbound as you travel south of Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, hot, humid today, typical dog day of August in the low 90s with a chance of a thunderstorm, mostly sunny, 77 right now in Pasadena, and it's 76 in Ocean City. And following the BGE outages on Monday, a lot of folks are sounding off, raising concerns about the reliability of Maryland's power grid, and rightfully so. 4,000 customers briefly lost power Monday in Howard County and elsewhere after the Brandon Shores Transmission Substation experienced, quote, unplanned disconnection from the BG electric grid and system. In a statement yesterday, a spokesperson for BGE said, quote, while it's still too early to determine the exact cause of the issue, our teams are actively investigating the matter. Really? It's now Wednesday. You still don't know what caused the issue? And what the heck is an unplanned disconnection? That sounds like...
It's an unplanned pregnancy is what it comes
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I mean, it really... Delegate Brian Chisholm says, this is what we've been talking about and warning about for months now.
It just illuminated everything that we've been saying for months, if not years, and that is Brandon Shore is vital to the reliability of that grid.
Yeah. Is Delegate Chisholm buying the unplanned disconnection excuse?
Okay, we can't supply enough energy, but it's not a supply problem? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they're calling it a transmission constraint issue. Here's Delegate Mark Fisher of Calvert County along with Chisholm once again reacting to this very troublesome event.
We need more electricity generation to be able to solve the problem.
It was like everybody in the state of Maryland all of a sudden saw this because they got the emails or they were on the website, and it created some panic, and that's my biggest fear.
I did get the email, by the way. It went to my spam folder. So I did find it. It went to my spam folder. That does me a lot of good, right? You know, I may be without power. And
but you have all the spam you want.
I have all the spam I want. Thank God I have my battery backup on my my laptop. But Chisholm was saying, look, we're importing 40% of our power from Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. This is a balancing. This is a high wire act.
We have put ourselves in a situation where we are literally on a high wire act with energy in this state, rather than making it so prohibitive for a generator to want to be here so that we do have. I don't care what flavor it is. We need more power.
And the problem is, not only do we need the power is costing us more and more, and it's taking more and more of our household budget to meet our power bills.
People are hurting right now. People can't pay their power bill. And nothing scares people more than losing their power. And guess what we did yesterday? We scared a lot of people, and a lot of people did lose power for a certain period of time. And I don't think that's a good place for us to be as a state.
But rest assured, the governor, I stand with the people, he's on the case.
I'm proud of the work we did in partnership with the legislature, but I want to be crystal clear. It did not go far enough, and we need to be able to do more.
He's crystal clear. Didn't go far enough. I don't know how far it's going to go.
Yeah, what does that mean? I never fully understand what a politician says. It didn't go far enough. What would you like it to have done specifically? I mean, far enough is a pretty amorphous kind of concept. That means you have wiggle room no matter what happens. Well, I said it didn't go far enough.
Yeah. Rescue Natural Supplements, when we remind you, the customer appreciation sale's winding down. It's over this Friday. This is an opportunity for you to save 50% on five or more bottles when you order. You can mix and match. You can get five of the same if you want. Use the coupon code VIP50. That's VIP50. When you call 1-800-26-ALIVE or 1-800-262-5483, if you want to do the cholesterol reduction package, if you will, it would include some kind of omega-3, maybe the LDLX-Q10, that's the red yeast rice, maybe the HDL+, maybe you want to do some, again, the men's 360 or women's 360 vitamin or Ideal Weight to help lose weight, or Rescue PM spray or melt that will help you fall asleep and stay asleep. There's over 50 different natural supplements to help you maintain your health, repair your health, and right now you can save 50% when you order five or more. Use the coupon code VIP50. 1-800-26-ALIVE is the number, or you can order online at resq-q.com.
Federal Hill, continuing ongoing crime, the problems there. D.C. crime, yeah, there's a lot of it, or so we believe. And Delia Ramirez, maybe she should simply go back to Guatemala. Really, seriously.
It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Volodymyr Zelensky has landed. He's in Berlin for talks with Germany's chancellor, virtual discussions with other European leaders, and then a phone call with President Trump. Mr. Trump meets in person with Russia's Vladimir Putin on Friday in Alaska. It's what happens when more money is coming in, but even more is going out. The nation's budget deficit now exceeds a stunning $37 trillion.
We're taking in hundreds of billions of dollars in tariffs.
That was President Trump last week. Treasury Department data show a 273% rise in customs revenue from last year. At the same time, however, the federal budget deficit continues to grow, climbing 20% this fiscal year. Tariff revenues are not yet offsetting increased federal spending, which includes growing interest payments on public debt and Social Security cost of living increases. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is hinting that ceasefire efforts now focus on a comprehensive deal that would release all the remaining Hamas hostages at once instead of a staged release. However, a former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., is skeptical.
Dr. Michael Oren says many favor a simple approach in which Israel would pull out of Gaza in exchange for the hostages.
Hamas is never going to give us back all the hostages.
That's because, in Oren's words, Hamas is evil but not stupid.
And they know that the minute they give us back the last hostage, that is when the IDF goes in and destroys them finally.
And all negotiations are taking place amid a backdrop of very different values, especially when it comes to the value of human life.
In the West, we're not used to negotiating with people who, you know, for whom we'll say, oh, listen, if we don't get our way, we'd rather die.
Dr. Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, Dow futures are up 119 points. NASDAQ futures 47 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, just missing his tea time at Caves just to be with us. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Boy, I'm telling you, if they called me up, I'd have been there an hour ago.
I figure you would have.
I don't even have a Beamer. I can't go up top the hill there, you know. Northbound 95 coming up towards 395. There was a minor wreck there on the shoulder near the ramp right before Russell Street and 395. So a little slow coming up from the Beltway through there. The southbound traffic on 95 after 395, pretty busy. The ramp to Russell Street southbound and down to the BW Parkway, very busy as well. But the lanes are open. Now the backup on 95 at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, now back to Moravia Road. That's a 25-minute delay. We're about 20 minutes right now with the backup southbound on 895, eventually into the Old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild and muggy for your Wednesday morning. Temperatures this afternoon back into the upper 80s and lower 90s. Watch for some showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon into the evening time. A few more storms possible Thursday with temps staying in the 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures right now are all that unpleasant. Around temps in the mid to high 70s, depending exactly where you are. Reisterstown currently has 74 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's 78. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A taxpayer-funded nonprofit created to support youth programs facing scrutiny after records show it spent about $10 million on consulting since 2020. The Baltimore Children and Youth Fund paid roughly $200,000 to a firm run by a close friend of its president, as well as hundreds of thousands to another company led by a former BCYF official. Tax filings show just 60% of its $14 million budget went to grants last year, with the rest used for administrative costs. D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith says she plans to cooperate with the city's federal partners to help reduce crime in the district. Smith and Mayor Muriel Bowser met with Pam Bondi yesterday, and interim administrator Terry Cole to discuss the federal takeover of the D.C. police force. Maryland tax-free week in full swing means no sales tax on clothes and shoes that cost up to $100 or less. Also eliminates the sales tax on backpacks that cost up to $40. Tax-free week continues through Saturday. It's 6:05 at WCBM. Pick 3 Lottery, 722. Pick 4, 4134. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Vinny, you've been talking with us over the last couple of months about the shifting market. So now more than ever, who you choose to sell your home matters. That's why I always recommend you choose Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, who's joining me today.
Yeah, Sean, thank you. For the last 8 years, we've been telling listeners how they can sell with certainty with my upfront written guarantees, ready buyers, and proven track record in any any real estate market.
And your stats speak for themselves. With over 12,000 buyers in waiting, you sell homes 2.8 times faster and for 3.1% more money than the average agent. That's impressive.
Yeah, Sean, on a $400,000 home, that's an extra $12,400 right in your pocket.
So how can you help sellers right now?
Simple. I'll provide sellers with an upfront written guarantee to sell their home for at least 100% of market value, or I'll pay them the difference. So even if the market shifts, they're protected.
Doesn't get any better than that. Take it from me, Sean Casey. If you have a home to sell, call or text Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
We'll go heavy baseball and the 805 Sports, brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. And the O's bats, unfortunately, remained cool last night. In fact, they were downright cold, falling 1-0 to the Mariners, mustering only 5 hits in the process. But they did have the winning runs on base, with 2 outs in the bottom of the 9th, with Ryan Mountcastle at the plate.
Here comes the pitch. Swung on, slow roller to short. JP has it, sets his feet, fires to first, in time. That's the ball game. The Mariners have won 8 games in a row.
And the Birds have dropped 3 in a row. That call courtesy of Aaron Goldsmith on the Root Sports Network. Andre Munoz closes out Baltimore and moves Seattle into a first-place tie with the Astros in the American League West. Now, elsewhere in baseball, a rare perfecta performed last night by Shohei Ohtani in Anaheim. We'll pick it up top of the 6th, runners at first and second, tied at 5 with the Angels.
Lined up to middle. Nettles got it. Stops on second. Throw to first. It's a triple play.
Wow. A pitcher's best friend.
Shohei hits into a triple play to win the inning.
That was the 8th triple play performed by the Angels in their history. Wayne Rendazzo had the call on the FanDuel Sports Network. And now we take you to the top of the 9th. The game is still tied at 5. Shohei back at the plate. It lines into a triple play and homers in the same game. Tied. That gave him a 6-5 lead, but the Angels end up winning it in 10, 7-6, the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, two names on the Ravens' line of scrimmage that you need to know. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family-owned for 5 generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months? And rebates up to $7,000. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oreo Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
You can connect at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app as well. Our executive producers, Michelle Drisella, in for the vacationing, Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, a Democrat rep is now calling the ICE a terrorist organization. U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro weighs in on D.C. crime. And speaking of which, crime now has been the topic du jour all week long after President Trump's tour de force press conference on Monday, announcing a federal takeover of D.C. And deploying the National Guard, etc. And that has prompted both Governor Moore and Mayor Scott to fire back, accusing him of dog whistling, and he only comes after black mayors in predominantly black cities. And, of course, Governor Moore saying he's not going to authorize the Maryland National Guard. Well, you better start listening to the people in your own city, in your own state, because Federal Hill residents are fed up. They have had enough. A surveillance video from 2 weeks ago captured a shooting incident in which a 39-year-old woman was injured. There's also a crime spree that resulted in over 30 vehicles being vandalized. Additionally, a small business, Moo Moo Cows, vandalized for a second time in less than 2 weeks. And this after we were told that BPD established an entertainment unit in which they were going to be patrolling Canton and Fells Point and Federal Hill. Well, apparently, maybe they haven't started yet.
Yeah.
They held a meeting last night while Brandon Scott was on with CNN. This is Sandra Seward. She's part of the Fed Hill residents gathered to voice their frustrations.
Enough is enough, right?
Yes.
We've had it. We're done.
They've had it. They're done. They're demanding action from their mayor, from their city council, from their police department. But Seward called out the mayor specifically.
It's a perfect time to have this meeting because today Mayor Scott's on the TV talking about how wonderful our city is and it's a 50-year low of homicide.
Yeah, but that might be the case. But juvenile crimes are exploding because older adults are using the juveniles, knowing that they're going to get a slap on the wrist or get released to their guardian, whoever that may be. And she says she and other residents in Federal Hill do not feel safe.
I do not feel safe. If I hear one more time about our lower homicide rate when we're still the fourth most dangerous city in the country.
Yeah, and how does that happen? You got the mayor and the governor out there crowing about homicide rates being down, whatever it is, 28%, and yet Baltimore gets named the fourth most dangerous city, the third most stressed out city in the country. There's a disconnect there, and I'm not talking about one of those unplanned ones.
No, this is a disconnect because they realize if they grown-up talk to us, some of us wouldn't accept it. I think it's the only analysis I can come up with is they prefer to treat the population like we're children. You have to hide the unpleasant news from the children. Don't tell the children. That might upset them to know exactly how dangerous things are. For me, tell us how dangerous things are and tell us what you're doing to make them less dangerous. Yeah. Specifically, I have this crime reduction program. It's going to be great. Specifically, how many arrests? Who have you gotten? Which bad guys are now off the streets indefinitely?
Yeah, and look, while Ivan Bates, and we said it yesterday, Eric Berner is no longer the U.S. attorney, but they can pat themselves on the back. Yeah, they did have an impact because they did their jobs. They think about it. They were elected to do a job, and they're doing their jobs, thank goodness. And they're putting the repeat offenders and the trigger pullers in jail. But the juvenile thugs are running in the streets like they own them.
Well, because they do, because there's no consequence to the misbehavior, Sean. 813 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, the completely disciplined and always straightforward Chuck Whitaker.
I was a thug once.
Really?
Yeah. That was in Irvington, shaking down some people in different places.
Yeah. I know. And you know what? Sean still resents the fact that you're never getting that $5 back to him.
Yeah. There's a thug shot of him all over Irvington.
Yeah.
Nice. On the second floor of Neptune's. The southbound JFX is running okay. Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Beltway, yep, all the normal delays. Parkville side to Greenspring. The west side is solid. 795 going down through Frederick Road. New wreck, Route 197 near the ramp at the BW Parkway. The ramp traffic might be a little slow there. See, the parkway was a little bit slow northbound as well. The accident in the city was on the shoulder. Not a big deal, but it's a little slow. Northbound 95 coming up from the ramp at Caton Avenue and up towards 395. They're kind of looking at it right through there. And then both the tunnels are still in the area of 20 to 25-minute delays on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, warm and muggy today. Tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s to low 90s with a chance of a thunderstorm a little bit later on today and tomorrow as well. Right now, it is 78 in Stevensville, 77 in Arnold. And time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Gentlemen, once again, it is time for us to find out which lefty has completely lost it. It's head to the circus if we're good, because Sean, you're going to love this one. Please enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps a young woman who's on EBT. Nothing wrong with that, but listen to the use of the word deserve. And how often she feels she deserves something. Not that she should be blessed that she has anything at all, but that she deserves to have more.
I am so dumbfounded right now. There are people that genuinely think that people who use EBT don't deserve soda, candy, or desserts. You're going to tell me that my daughter doesn't deserve a popsicle? You're going to tell me I don't deserve to get brownies? You're going to tell me I can't have Dr. Pepper with my dinner? And all I'm hearing is, be grateful, be grateful. It's free food. Get off of your throne of entitlement and take a look around you guys. Your lack of empathy and understanding is outstandingly atrocious.
Yeah, she deserves to have more, Sean. Curiously, she doesn't have the money to spend for a popsicle for her daughter, but she did have those really fancy nail things done, and she had her hair dyed blue. Apparently, there's enough money in the budget for that stuff, but not for being a responsible adult. Because, after all, why should she be a responsible adult? She knows she deserves things. Thus, things should be given to her because she's deserving. Oh, please. Nobody deserves anything. And no, your child does not deserve a popsicle. Please get back in the clown car and get out of here. You irritate the hell out of me.
You know, most parents that I know would rather do without so their child could have something, a popsicle,
yes,
or a
college,
big something. you do without whatever you have to do. You sacrifice. That's what a parent does.
Yep.
You have to also teach the child the fruits of
hard
labor,
work. Yeah.
Hard work, apply yourself. But, you know, there's usually reward in that. And if you got to do without so you can reward your child with something, that's what it's all about. But apparently not in some ideologies. By the way, Howard County,
you deserve it.
Yeah, Howard County is launching a guaranteed basic income program alongside this is a community action council. They're going to see 20 families receive monthly economic assistance, wraparound services, and programming sessions with community partners. Each family will receive $1,000 per month for a year to put towards household needs. So this is an experiment in socialism that is now being run in Howard County. I wonder how the Baltimore experiment went. Have we heard anything about that? Because I'd imagine if it was really good, they'd be talking about expanding it or adding to it or making more money available. Because Baltimore has dabbled in this, what, 2-3 years now with the guaranteed universal basic income, which started out on the left coast. But now it's coming to Howard County, and I'm sure it'll spread to other counties as well, Baltimore, Anne Arundel, et cetera. So we'll keep an eye on this and see if we can find out where the Baltimore City if that's doing anything. And taxpayer-backed Baltimore Youth Fund. This is the Baltimore Children's Youth Fund.
Yes.
$10 million has been spent roughly on consulting in the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
$200,000 of which was sent to a firm run by what former employees describe as a very close president of the close friend, rather, of the BCYF president. How does that happen? Gee, in the most corrupt city, in the most corrupt state in the country.
I have no idea, Sean.
$10 million?
I'm puzzled.
Consulting? Gee, I wonder if they put it into an emergency fuel fund or something that people that were going out with electric during the power blackouts could get some help.
You have to hire a consultant to find that out.
You have to be a friend of the president of the CYF. And, of course, apparently this is going to Jen Cheslock. She is the head of Cheslock Consulting. She's friend with BCYF President Alicia Lee. Nice work if you can get it.
You should probably rename it the BCYA, come to think of it.
Day 20. Coming up, more on the Federal Hills residents. They're just really, they've had it. They've just had it with the mayor, with the city council. Nobody really, wants to address the ongoing crime in their neighborhood, and they were expressing their concerns, and we'll hear more from them in just a moment here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Bill O'Reilly here. Let me ask you something. Would you like to retire with confidence, knowing that you have a plan in place to carry you throughout your retirement years? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. You can call them, 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
Listen up, homeowners. If you need more space, don't move, improve. Sean Casey here for AES Builders and Home Improvement. Not only are you saving money, but you're adding extra value in your home with a home addition that'll blend perfectly with your existing space. Whether it's a sunroom or expanded living space, AES brings the vision and craftsmanship to make it happen on time and on budget. Build smarter. Visit AESHome.us. That's AESHome.us and tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any new addition. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
Good morning. It's 8:23 Wednesday morning. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
We were just looking around and took a look at 83. The lanes are open, but there's some fog up there, top of the hill from the Hereford area up to about the state line. So in northern Baltimore County, some fog there. We had the fog early this morning on the eastern shore around 5404 Route 213. And through that area, it looks like that fog is also continuing. About 20 minutes ago, there was a new minor wreck in the city, Pulaski Highway at North Point Road. The Anne Arundel County Police had a wreck. Actually, it may be Prince George. It's just on that line. Right there, the wreck was on 197 at the ramp at the BW Parkway. They're still working on this wreck involving a tractor-trailer. It's off the roadway. They're looking at it. I-95 still slow. It's going down to the Capitol Beltway. The incident on the side at Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, warm, muggy today, tomorrow as well, highs low 90s, chance of a thunderstorm each day, cloudy 76 in Ellicott City, it is 76 in Pikesville, and Michelle, do we have that ready? Okay. All right, so this is what Governor Moore said yesterday in an interview. I think it was on MSNBC. I'm not quite sure. We'll get the source of it. But here's what he said about deploying the National Guard in Maryland and helping out in D.C. as well.
Well, I'm embarrassed. I'm angered. I am very clear that I will work with anyone, but I will bow down to no one. And I understand where my constitutional authority begins, and I understand where my constitutional authority allows me to do. And as the commander-in-chief of the Maryland National Guard, I have the sole responsibility and the sole honor of being able to determine how, when, and why the Maryland National Guard is utilized. And it's something that I've done.
And he says he will not authorize it, and it will not happen. And he says that he's got the sole responsibility. Well, not exactly. The President of the United States, who's the Commander-in-Chief of the entire military, including all National Guards members in every state, also has responsibility and authority. We're now getting reaction. Mike Mancuso, President of Baltimore City Lodge Number 3 for the FOP, texted to Fox 45 this morning, quote, "I wouldn't expect Governor Westmore to do anything but refuse help from President Trump based on his past comments. Blue states seem to be okay with the federal government taking control through consent decrees, either you want the feds or not." That's a great point. Because when they want the Justice Department to come in and control the cops, to handcuff the cops, to make life difficult for the cops, they're all for it. But when it comes time for the cops to help citizens, who are being plagued by crime, they want nothing to do with it. Because the Democrats are pro-criminal. It's that simple. Because they want you to depend on their idea of government. Now, the White House has weighed in. Abigail Jackson saying, what's truly embarrassing and heartbreaking is how long Democrat leaders have allowed violent crime to surge out of control in cities without taking action. It's heartbreaking that in Washington, D.C., innocent people are robbed, assaulted, and killed far too often. White House said, this is why Democrats continue to be so unpopular among everyday Americans. They don't support common sense policies to address crime that American families and businesses support. And there you have it. Mm-hmm. They're playing politics with our safety, with the safety of our children and our grandchildren. And in Federal Hill, there, quality of life crimes are out of control, according to Sandra Seward.
There's like a couple thousand cars that go up Warren Avenue. It's a dead end. Every day they double, triple park and party. They stop, they urinate outside your house.
And this is, I understand the broken windows theory, but again, if you're going to allow people to openly urinate and defecate in the streets and so on and so forth, and there's no attempt to rein them in. Seward says it's reached to the point where it is untenable.
I think that there's a level of frustration with neighbors who love their community and would like to stay there, but it's untenable.
And so what the residents of Federal Hill and Canyon Fells Point in neighborhoods all across Baltimore City, extending out to the counties, all they're asking their elected leaders to do is to follow the law, enforce the rule of law, and keep our neighborhood safe. That's all they want.
I
want
to see laws enforced.
That's it.
Wouldn't that be a strange concept?
And again, they're out there playing, massaging statistics, manipulating figures, and that's great that homicides are down, non-fatal shootings are down. You didn't do that, Mayor Scott. Remember Barack Obama? You didn't do that. You didn't do that, Mayor Scott. Ivan Bates, Eric Barron, our federal partners helped to do that. Your strategy has failed repeatedly, this group violence reduction strategy. How are they reducing violent crimes, carjackings and vandalisms and assaults that are occurring in the open streets of Baltimore neighborhoods? And I got to tell you, look, they're on the wrong side of this issue, as they have been on so many issues. Keep going in that direction, you'll find out. Lowest Gallup poll rating for Democrats, 34% in history. Lowest.
Hey, are you constantly searching for an extra energy boost? As we age, our bodies produce fewer and fewer of the natural fuels needed to combat fatigue. Discover Rescue Orasine from Rescue Natural Supplements. Rescue Orasine helps enhance energy production at the cellular level, supports a healthy heart, and maintains optimal blood pressure. Plus, right now, our exclusive radio listeners can take advantage of a special offer. Buy one bottle of Orasine, get another one completely free. All you have to do is use the code FUEL, F-U-E-L, when placing your order. Now, to place an order, visit res-q.com or call 800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 800-262-5483. Speak with a knowledgeable rescue product consultant. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Remember, use the code FUEL at checkout. Again, mention the code FUEL when you call or use it at res-q.com to get your second bottle of energy-boosting Rescue Orasine totally free.
It's 8:30. Coming up right after the news, more concerns as U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro weighs in on D.C. crime. Here are your latest news headlines with Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith says she plans to cooperate with the city's federal partners to help reduce crime in the district. Smith and Mayor Muriel Bowser met with U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi and Interim Administrator Terry Cole yesterday to discuss the federal takeover of the D.C. police force. After the meeting, Smith said she still reports to the mayor and will treat the takeover like any other operation involving federal law enforcement. Maryland's tax-free week in full swing. That means no sales tax on clothing and shoes that are $100 or less. It also eliminates the sales tax on backpacks up to $40. A tax-free week continues through Saturday. Mayor Brandon Scott defending Baltimore's record low crime numbers after President Trump called the city so far gone on crime. Scott says homicides are down 28%, marking a 50-year low, and a former Deputy Police Commissioner Jason Johnson argues that the drop began under State's Attorney Ivan Bates, not under current Mayor Scott, and actually the tougher prosecution policies that Bates brought to replace former prosecutor Marilyn Mosby. A Frederick man has been sentenced now to 12 years in prison for assaulting his partner during a violent domestic incident last August. A prosecutor says 41-year-old Logan Hakeem Young punched and strangled the 32-year-old woman multiple times and threatened her with a weapon. The victim was treated at a hospital after officers observed clear signs of abuse. Young was arrested later that day at a local diner. Officials say the case highlights the deadly risks associated with strangulation in domestic violence situations. Pick 3 lottery number pick is 722, pick 44134, and next it's traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
8:33, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
City fire just rolled up to an alarm in a building. I don't think there's much to it, but they're there. Hartford Road in the area at Cold Spring Lane up on the northeast side. So heads up for that. We're still looking at delays. There's still a lot of traffic out there yet going into both the harbor tunnels. Southbound 95 was still slow coming south of Moravia Road. 895 back towards Pulaski Highway. So we're still in the range of 20 to 25 minutes through there. Some slowing still there. It's backed up a little bit yet on the Parkville side of the Beltway, especially on the outer loop from Hartford Road around towards Providence Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild and muggy for your Wednesday morning. Temperatures this afternoon back into the upper 80s and lower 90s. Watch for some showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon into the evening time. A few more storms possible Thursday with temps staying in the 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The hits just keep on coming for the Orioles, and I don't mean the base hits because they collected only 5 in a 1-0 loss to the Mariners last night. The hits I mean are injuries, detailed by manager Mancelino before last night's game.
We got Zach Eflin will have a lower back procedure here, I think next week is where that's coming up, or soon. He's done for the year, and he will stay at home in rehab. And then Felix has an appointment later this week. It is a significant shoulder injury. He is done for the year.
Mancelino also saying Grayson Rodriguez is set for surgery, and a bit of good news, Kyle Bradish and Tyler Wells could make their season debut by the end of the month. Tonight, game 2 of the Seattle series, staff ace Trevor Rogers goes for Baltimore at 6:35 p.m. Oriole prospects now in the top 100. You know about phenom catcher Sam Basayo, the top catching prospect in baseball, who, by the way, turns 20 years old today. Happy birthday. Now moving up a few spots to number 7. But now outfielder Dylan Beavers has cracked the century mark on his birthday, no less. Monday, August 11th was his 24th birthday. Battle for the all-important depth continues along the Ravens' offensive and defensive lines, with two names emerging. On offense, watch number 67, C.J. Bullock, an undrafted free agent out of Maryland last year on the Ravens practice squad, and according to offensive coordinator Todd Monken, made the most of last year.
I mean, he worked every day, got better every day. Coach Warhop's done a great job with him. I mean, he's a very
very conscientious young man, and he's playing a really high level right now. Excited for him and for us.
Now, on the defensive side, number 97, C.J. Okoye, a mammoth run stuffer, 6'6", 370, drawing praise from defensive coordinator Zach Orr.
It's amazing to see how far he's come since we've got him in the springtime, man. And he works hard. I mean, he played real good in the game. He's big. I was looking, I was like, dang. Every time I saw him before the game, I was like, man, this guy, you are a monster. And he went out there and played like it. But
championships are won from players 33 through 53 on your roster. Max Preps National High School Football rankings are out. Top two teams, Mater D and St. John's Bosco from Northern California. Baltimore St. Francis Academy is ranked number 5. Just days after ESPN bought the rights to place the NFL Network and NFL Red Zone on its platforms in a blockbuster deal, ESPN and Fox have announced a plan to bundle their direct-to-consumer offerings. The agreement will allow consumers to purchase the two services bundled together starting October 2nd for $39.99 per month. On this day in sports history, take you back 9 years, August 13, 2016. We heard from him before. American swimmer Michael Phelps ends his career at the Rio Olympics as part of the winning 4x100-meter medley relay, his record 23rd gold medal. And on this day in Orioles history, 56 years ago, August 13, 1969, the one and only no-hitter for Hall of Famer Jim Palmer, 8-0 over the Athletics, 142 pitches thrown by Cakes that day. The time now is 8:37. When we return, a college track athlete speaks out.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
This must have been extremely difficult for Caroline Hill of RIT, stands for the Rochester Institute of Technology Fine School Division III Athletic Program, speaking out, saying that even after the NCAA changed its rules barring males from women's sports, trans athlete Sadie Schreiner continued using the RIT women's locker room. And Hill, whose talents allowed her to break the program record in the 200-meter and 300-meter relay, had to watch both records fall to Sadie Schreiner over the next 2 years. This young woman, Caroline Hill, turned down multiple Division I scholarships to attend RIT because of academics and had to endure this for the last 2 years of her career.
Yeah, well, the idea of the wokesters who kept trying to convince us that you're a woman if you say, oh, gosh, I'm a woman, ignoring the clear signs that, no, you're not, dude. Everything from your DNA to the twig and berries you're carrying around say you're not a woman. Sorry, you can't just declare you are. It has to be rather specific definition of what a woman is. It was idiocy. This was your wokester left-wing idiocy. You can be whatever you want to be, taken to the idiotic extreme.
I just don't know what I do know that
they should all be vacated.
Out in California and UCLA, they're now going to have to pay up $1 billion because of this kind of nonsense.
Yes.
Anti-Semitism, the trans sports nonsense. I don't know if RIT is receiving any federal dollars. I'm imagining they do.
I think they all do.
Yeah, so that should be yanked immediately. And this is you have to make this wrong to right these wrongs in this particular case. I mean, that's horrible that this she had all these Division I scholarship offers and she went to RIT for academic reasons and they and she's got to sit there and be forced to watch as and it's just I'm not, if I was a father of a young girl, it's just even more painful.
Every single one of these records that has been broken by a pretend woman should be vacated. Every single one in every single sport.
Quick story about you can be whatever you want to be. My father-in-law and my son once had a conversation. This is years ago. My father-in-law produced a set of keys and said, look, here, I've got a cow in my hand. And my son said, what? He said, I got a cow in my hand. He goes, no, those are keys. No, that's a cow. And so my son said, well, you know what? Milk it. Can be whatever you want to be.
Good point. All right, thanks, Gary. It's 8:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, you know, the focus on what's supposed to be happening in Washington, D.C., eventually, theoretically, is supposed to happen at the municipal level with the mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser.
I have been dealing kind of with this issue for a number of years. It's kind of easy fodder on the campaign trail. But now we're talking about governing, and my job is to focus on making sure our city is running well, and people enjoy a great quality of life.
I hate to tell you this, ma'am, but you're failing at your job rather badly. But now that has been resolved, at least to a degree, when the president said we're going to federalize Washington, D.C.'s police, something well within the law for him to do. And Bowser says, all right, fine, have it your way. And she began to instruct those around her what the process is going to be.
The executive order is clear. The president has requested MPD services, and our home rule charter outlines the process. The president designated Attorney General Bondi as his proxy to request services through me.
Okay, now, here's where things get weird. Pete Buttigieg, I suppose I'm being redundant there. Mr. Buttigieg says that the reason that Donald Trump took over the D.C. police has nothing to do with public safety. Really, Pete? No, he says it has to do with him trying to cover his butt because other things in the administration aren't going right.
As we speak, the federal government is taking over the policing of a major American city, Washington, D.C. The president is doing this not in order to make the city safer, that's the job of local law enforcement, but to solve his own political problems.
Yeah, well, I guess you really do have to kind of cover your butt around Buttigieg. You know, he says this whole the takeover is a distraction.
He needs to get his base talking and thinking about something besides his refusal to open up the Epstein files because he's mixed up in them. He wants the rest of the country focused on something, anything, besides the work that he has done and continues to do to kick millions of Americans off of their health insurance, to close down rural hospitals, and to undermine basic functions of our government in order to pay for tax cuts for the wealthiest.
Now, to be clear, everything he just said is a lie. Everything. He is not mixed up in the Epstein tapes. He is not kicking people off their legitimate health care priorities. What he's doing is saying there are a lot of people on Medicaid right now who don't need or deserve to be on Medicaid. You people get off Medicaid so we can make sure it sustains for those people who do need it. That's not a bad thing, Pete. That's a good thing. More from Buttigieg and from Judge Jeanine, who clarifies exactly what she's going to be doing there in Washington, D.C. Coming up first, though, 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
The late ride around the Beltway, still some slowing, but really nothing out of the ordinary. The Parkville side, the inner loop at Greenspring actually looks a little better, and even the west side has moved down. Most of that traffic now is Liberty Road down through Route 40, and then we're a little bit slow coming up the inner loop as you get up towards I-70 and up through that area, keeping in mind there's a big construction area over on the west side between I-70 and Liberty Road. And if we have a problem there from time to time, that's going to be where it's going to happen because no shoulder is available. Right now, all the lanes are still clear. JFX, you're okay. Moving south of Ruxton Road, both the tunnels are still in the area of about a 20-minute delay on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for Wednesday. Hump day today, warm and muggy again today. Tomorrow, pretty much the same. Highs near 90. Chance of a storm or a thunderstorm throughout the next couple of days, so just keep that in mind. Cloudy, 78 right now in Annapolis, and it is 77 in Reisterstown. And time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Feel-good news segment brought to you today by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. For all your appliance needs, Guinness announced a 14-year-old chicken near Dallas is now officially the oldest living chicken in the world. Her name is Pearl. She's an Easter egger hen. They only usually live 5 to 8 years. But this one has lasted to 14.
Tastes like chicken.
Yeah. Here's the owner, Sonia Hall, talking about her record-breaking chicken.
Defied all odds because most Easter egger hens live an average of 5 to 8 years. She has been through a lot in her long lifetime. She's had chicken pox, because, yes, chickens do get chicken pox. She likes to watch TV when she hears it on. She gets fresh lettuce or spinach daily, scratch and crumbles, and a fruit and nut wheel with fresh water changed every day. And she loves to sleep with my flip-flop.
Think about it. A chicken like that that's laid Easter eggs for 14 years deserves a better fate than ending up on the plate.
I don't know, maybe a little platter then. I mean, I'm good with that.
And that's our feel-good news story of the day, brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road at Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road at Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances, like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget. A family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos, go where service still matters. And take it from me. Be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family. Trusted by yours.
Talk Radio 680 WCB. That's 847. A bit more from Pete Buttigieg, by the way, because the Democrats clearly don't have enough of him. They can have
him. He's probably the worst cabinet secretary in history.
Honest to God. But you know what? At least he didn't get under those potholes filled. All right. So what Buttigieg says basically to the Democrats, I'll translate this for you ahead of time. What he says here is, hey, come on, Democrats, whine louder.
We have to stand up to the dangerous authoritarian actions that the president is taking and keep a focus on the everyday impacts of his disastrous and unpopular economic policy and budget. We can and must do both.
Okay, now, has it crossed your mind, because it sure has crossed mine, if he were that sure that things were safe in Washington, D.C., maybe he would have actually ridden the bicycle to those various locations from point A, rather than taking an SUV from point A to a block and a half away, and then hopping on the bicycle to show off. I mean, if he were really that sure that D.C. were all that safe. Now, Judge Jeanine is now the prosecutor in Washington, D.C. She is no nonsense. By the way, she's also an outstanding prosecutor. That is her history in life. And she says she has a very clear view as a D.C. prosecutor.
My job is to try to heal the victims and prosecute the criminal. Everybody else can deal with rehabilitating the individual. I honestly am not concerned about why they commit crimes. My concern is if they commit crimes. My concern is the victims of the crimes. That's my job as a U.S. attorney.
You would think that should be the job of every U.S. attorney. You would think that should be the job of legislators who write laws and then require the U.S. attorneys or the local attorneys, DAs, to actually go after the bad guys. But Judge Jeanine says there's a whole list of laws, for example, in Washington, D.C., that make the job of the prosecutor just about impossible.
The Incarceration Reduction Act that the D.C. left-leaning council passed says if you're 25 years old and you were sentenced to 15 years as a young kid for probably murder, even a serial murderer, we can let you out if you're 25. We can let you out because, not because you're rehabilitated, not because the offense wasn't that bad, but because we can.
Yeah.
And that's got to go.
Absolutely. You do a crime when you're 17 years old, when you're 25, no matter how bad the crime was. Listen, you've had a nice couple of years here. See ya.
Yeah, well, we did look it up. Our producer, Michelle, looked it up and confirmed the Second Chance Act passed here in Maryland as I think it was signed this year. So
yeah.
April of this year. So it was passed and signed. It is now the law. Same kind of concept. If you've been incarcerated, even for a violent crime, and you've served X amount of time in prison, you could get out. early.
It's amazing.
I mean, you know, because you're not gone if you're under 18 in this state, that's for sure. But if you're 18, you serve 20 years, you're out of 38.
Yep, no problem at all.
Even though your sentence may have been 40 years or 50 years, whatever the case may be. All right, your calls and comments coming up. But when do you hear what one Democrat representative called ICE? That's coming up here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Hey, guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
This is Mackenzie Frost. Join me every Thursday on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott as we preview and discuss what I'll be covering that night on Fox 45 News In Depth with Mackenzie Frost. Listen at 8:37 in the morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is 8:52. Tariq in Ellicott City. Good morning.
Hey, Tariq.
Hi, conservative people have the general idea, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I believe political liberals have the idea, if it ain't broke, break it. And if it's already broken, destroy it. Now, the applicability of those comments is what you just mentioned about the problems with the electricity this week. The brownouts,
right.
The interruptions in supply. And now the political liberals want to say, get rid of gas-powered automobiles, overload the system more because the system will have to charge electric vehicles. This is insane. That's what the knuckleheads in the Democratic Party do. They create insanity. They exhibit insanity that already exists. And this is just the perfect example.
Yep, that's a great point, Tariq. Thanks so much for the call. And liberalism is a mental illness, I'm convinced, for years now, watching them, studying them.
Democrat favorite movie, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. 8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, the Whistler Whitaker.
He's the chief kook and bottle washer.
Go ahead, Whistler.
Mr. Casey. I'm Whistler's father. I never got painted. I got framed, but I never got painted. So I gave him the brush off, and he went away.
Oh, there it is.
All right. Okay.
2:38.
Okay, we've canvassed the audience on that. They'd like you to do traffic and weather now.
Thank you so much for getting in on this, Mr.
Sure.
Elliott.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Northbound 95, the mid-morning construction is there now. They finally got here, and 95 is backed up at Route 24 in Harford County. Exit 76, they take away a lane, give us a mile back up right now on the northbound side. A couple of areas on the Beltway, still a bit slow, nothing major. Both the tunnels still trying to push all the rest of this heavy traffic through southbound, but we're moving both on 895 and 95, but you're still going to be a little bit slow. Leftover backing there, and 95 is better now from an earlier problem in Prince George's County. That accident is finally clearing at Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, warm and muggy next couple of days, and hot. It's going to be in the low 90s today and tomorrow with a chance of a thunderstorm both days. Keep that in mind. Right now it is a cloudy 79 in Dundalk, 79 in Arnold. Got a couple pieces of audio we're going to close the show with. One we played earlier this morning, but I just can't get over it. And look, there are many fine female police officers who go through the academy, and they do a great job, and they rise up through the ranks. And if they come up to the ranks and they pay their dues, they, in most cases, make really good police officers and maybe good police chiefs. But there are some who have not come up through the ranks. They've been identified as DEI targets. Mm-hmm. Because, and this is happening with greater frequency and regularity. One of those is D.C.'s police chief, Pam Smith. After emerging from a meeting with the White House after the federal takeover comments with the mayor, she was asked by a reporter, so what is the chain of command? Listen to her response.
What the chain of command is now?
What does that mean?
Well, is it Pam Bondi speaking to the mayor? How does this work?
So the executive order is clear.
So the mayor has got to jump in. What does that mean, the chain of command?
Yeah.
I mean, you are in the police department, and you're the chief of police, and you don't know what the chain of command means?
Yeah, he wants to put you all back in chains. That's what he means.
Yeah. The Cincinnati, what's her name, Teresa Thigi? Yes. She was awful. The New Orleans police chief.
They were asking for it? Yeah.
Awful. You know, for most of them, it's just really, really bad. All right, so the and Melissa Hyatt, remember her in Baltimore County?
Yep.
Her with the big hat that didn't fit?
I love that hat, man.
Yeah. Next up, Democrat Representative Delia Ramirez. She is a represents the 3rd District of Illinois. She is an anchor baby.
Mm-hmm.
Her parents entered the United States illegally and gave birth to her on U.S. soil so she could obtain birthright citizenship. During a recent event in Mexico City, Ramirez said she felt more allegiance to her native country of Guatemala rather than the United States. Quote, I'm a proud Guatemalan before I'm an American. End of quote. And now she has insulted every agent who works for ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency.
Well, Tom Homan, let me tell you, all over the country, we will continue to stand up for our rights, and we will continue to call out the terrorist organization that is ICE.
Mm-hmm. The terrorist organization that is ICE, that was duly formed by law, laws passed by Congress, immigration laws, that are passed by Congress, signed by Democrat President Bill Clinton, passed by Democrat Congress, 1996, and has been the law of the land. Now, if you don't like the laws, we've often said,
change it.
But if that's the law, and ICE agents have been, you know, the agency has been, you know, basically legislated, they've been, you know, it's they're legal, and they're performing their legal responsibilities and duties, and you're calling them a terrorist organization, you are that kind of rhetoric, that kind of vile, evil rhetoric is putting ICE agents' lives in danger.
Mm-hmm. When your elected representative is characterizing ICE agents in that fashion, there's no excuse for that.
And I guess the good news out of all this is that we have just learned that ICE has received over 100,000 applications in 2 weeks.
That's amazing.
100,000. We're meeting our military recruitment numbers. People who want to be police now are moving in the other direction. It used to be they couldn't wait to get out. Now we find more and more people applying to the police departments. Depends on which one. And 100,000 ICE agents there. So, good news. But seriously, but, you know, she should be reprimanded for that kind of rhetoric. She really should.
The moment she said, you know, identify first as a Guatemalan, then, okay, then go back.
What was it?
It's
was
fine.
It, was
just
it Teddy Roosevelt that said we don't need hyphenated Americanism?
Yeah. He said, we don't, and he said Irish Americans, whatever. I mean, but he was right in concept. We need American Americans.
Yeah, American first. Gee, it's a, not such a brand new concept, is it?
I should write that down.
Yeah. It might be catchy.
It might.
Especially when 28 rolls around.
Yes.
And just hope everybody remembers. You know. All right, that's going to do it for us. Stay tuned. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Stay with Kim. Show is a great show. Rob Carson at noon. Drive home with Sean Hannity at 3. We're back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.